Blog Talk Radio.
Knocking out the grounding on the highway 88, I'm clowning. Old folks got the stoplight, they frowning. Subs in the trunk like a wolf, they howling. Six figures I beat down the street wilding. Waking up the dead at the cemetery pounding. Hit the kill switch, 6x9 still rambling. Turning back on, that was really, really pounding. Fuck the police, pull me over, I'm clowning. Madison Hillsdale, yeah, north bounding. Guap in my lap, speakers hitting money counting. Niggas hate me, but they bitches ain't doubting. But I'm bump up, that's pounding. False gates and kickers, yeah, they hitting. Sounds like bombs in the box dropping bombs. I don't give a fuck, that slump like why?
Make a nut. Hear my screams, show beat me. Nah, I mean, fresh in my white tee, Mr. Clean. Rocking with my J's on, got these. I don't give a fuck, put a dime on the bus. You can hit the club, cause mine on the bus. 12 in the trunk, then 9 on the bus. I don't give a fuck, I got slump in the trunk. Trunk stay beatin', this beat eatin'. Trunk so loud, it postpone meeting. Trunk so loud, it has its own greeting. Put the single up, cause it's killer beat season. Trunk never stop, cause the beat is too hot. Make your trunk pop, cause it's too much watt. I think they're shooting on the black now. Damn, my speakers blew out.
I don't give a fuck, that slump in the trunk. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, that slump in the trunk.
And I'ma turn up, beat at the block slap.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akafoo, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug, I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
Yeah.
What's up?
I got a DJ gig lined up for,
I'm
get it. Lacking off some pheromones, ain't no time to postpone. Say she ready now, take her to the room and get it on. What your favorite position is. From the back, do your thing, you can handle it. Well, go ahead and turn around, pull off them panties in. All the lovers that you had, bet I'll be your favorite. She don't care about the pain, little mama keep taking it. Like to watch herself, so she got a nigga taking it. She was doing things to me that I ain't never had it. You know the sex the best when you're messing with a crazy chick.
I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck. I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck. I just wanna fuck.
She like it sweaty, she like it rough, she breathing heavy, she bought the nut, went in the dresser, grabbed the handcuffs, and said you won't regret it, you better man up, and what she did next, something that I love, she went down, you know the rest bruh, and when she came up, this is what she said,
I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck,
I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck, I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck, I just wanna fuck.
She's ready. sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready. For me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready. Ready. She's ready. She's ready. Ready. For me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready.
Women just do anything till you talk to any kind of way you want to talk to somebody. It don't make no motherfucking sense. I'm at a bar minding my business, cool enough, just being cool, like I am, chilling. Woman gonna come to me, this should ask me the goddamn things for you. She said, Mac, I said, yeah, that's my name. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. She said, this pussy tastes like pumpkin pie. Made me mad as hell. Don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. Kick it!
And I'm feeling freaky, so won't you come freak me? Wanna do it all night, yeah, I like it with me. Want you to fuck me, while she eat me. I flick it out till it drop to the bottom of my throat. Won't you tell it, cause I don't wanna show. My pussy stay wet, do you think you can handle it? You can do it slow or fast, just make sure it lasts. And I hate when a nigga be coming off fast. Get that dick rock hard, put my hair, stick my ass. My pussy real deep, but you know I need a freak. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here.
Get at me, 'cause I got brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food, it's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore!
If you're dumb enough to buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal!
Cars that break down!
Thieves!
If you think you're gonna find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass!
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit!
Guaranteed!
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass!
You heard us right!
Shove it up your ugly ass!
Bring your tray!
Bring your title!
Bring your wife!
We'll fuck her!
That's right, we'll fuck your wife!
Because at Big Bill Hell,
you're fucked 6 ways from Sunday!
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell!
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland.
Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
No fabrication in my wonderful mind. The mic's a wand, it's Maddie minus the Louis Vuitton. We here to tell them the truth. Some kill for the fruit, a shoot, kicking and do it for loot. The musical notes flow with the anecdotes. I chose to stand back and deliver hip hops in our soul. Lines, a dollar the signs, money we making got my people blind. Guns ain't at the mic up to my head when I write. Head spinning, I'm doing a swipe before the night's in the ice. Naked bodies on computers, it's time so confusing. Digital holograms they use to put us in cruisers. Hoodlums and users, dope fiends and music. Tattoos and shooters, let's start another move.
Fly whips complete with hot chicks. Wasn't none of this shit on the block where we spit. Just some niggas with baggy jeans and boots and hoodies in the huddle to keep warm. We stood our ground holding it down with the mouthpiece. All we had, I'm a beast with the mouthpiece. Pen a pad, it's the M to the C. Yes, I'm the MC. One come test me. Yes, I'm sucker free. I be like, bitch, please. And I walk on by unless you work the fight. You can't get my time. I'm on the move. It's a movement more than the grind. So I'm usually telling the truth. More than I'm lying, but I'm trying to get at you. I wanna know, is it the cash or the ass? With all we hear for?
Alright, I gotta get the fuck on the phone and stop playing fucking chat hooky and shit. Get on the goddamn line. Miss Tasha Triple X, what's up, girl? I ain't nothing wrong with that. That shit just blew the fuck out of me. Shouts out to IB the Wise One. Miss Nettie Nett, representing hotels.com. Easy Rider. Going down real big. Go Penguins, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Goofy. Boom! Represent San Jose, California, and of course, the sexes of them all. You know what I'm saying? That's Miss Natasha, Triple X. Straight out of Aussie, Australia. That's how we doing it. And your boy in the building smells so good, representing TAMPA, home of the non-haters, only congratulators. That's what we do it, home of the motherfucking players. Yeah. Go Lightning, goddamn it, we got our trophy. Yeah. Blacker than me. Shit, me? Oh, okay. There's a lot of kids on there, my bad. You got a lot of kids on your link. All right, that's what's up. I don't know who your son is then. There's a lot of kids on there. And being that it's a Teen Life page, it will take me a few minutes. But I know that little baby is shit. She high yellow like a motherfucker. But she got black hair, though. You know what I'm saying? She got. I don't know, because you got low-cut hair, so I don't know if you was an Afro man and grew a lot of hair, because all them kids got a lot of fucking hair. I know that. They got a lot of damn hair. I'm like, yeah, they got something in them. Well, hell, you don't know. Girl, go on the page and then look what the hell I'm talking about. It's about three or four kids that all look alike. And they all light-skinned and they all high yellow. Now, if I see a little black boy in there, then I wouldn't have put him, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have put him in the category. But, I mean, them all high yellow kids, you know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of high yellow kids on there. And just the only reason my point of saying that is, I always thought once you mix, you know what I'm saying, a dark-skinned brother with a white woman or any other light-skinned woman, you know what I'm saying, that dark pigmentation would kick in. But apparently not. You know what I'm saying? Apparently not. But, all right, shouts out. All right, now, I'm looking at the page right now. I mean, which kid is yours? You know what I'm saying? Out of slide, is he one of the two boys that's standing next to the dude in the wheelchair? It's two little boys, you know what I'm saying? And them the only blackest boys that I've seen, you know what I'm saying, out of all of them. Oh, yeah. Well, Tasha, you there, baby? You so quiet. What the fuck is happening? Hello, Sheila. Are you there, Sheila?
Oh, shit. Are you serious? I had my phone. I've been talking this whole damn time. I'm like, ID, who are these kids? What side is this? I'm doing good, thank you.
Oh my god,
I can't believe my boys do that to myself.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, hello.
What she meant to ask was. Yeah, that's hard, though, man. I'm just saying, because, you know, when they're always talking about, you know what I'm saying, we mix our colors and shit. Like, if you go mess with a black dude, you know what I'm saying? Okay, like the Chinese dude that mess with the white chick, all the fucking kids look Chinese. They don't look white. All eight of his motherfucking kids look Chinese. The dominant gene is the Chinese pool. I mean, their hair even look Chinese. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even got that, you know, they don't have white folk hair. You know what I'm saying? They shit is straight, look like it's straight down.
Who?
Huh?
Who's that?
The dude that they had on the damn TV, the Chinese dude, the rich Chinese dude that got the, and he got eight kids with the white chick, with his wife. And I guess that's why they making a big deal of it, because she white and shit, you know what I'm saying? And they live in America, so they make a big deal out of it. But, I don't know.
Wow.
But his dad's light skinned. Oh. Yeah, well, IB is light skinned too, so, I mean, he ain't my black. He ain't nigga in the slave field black. You know what I'm saying? That's me. I'm cotton picking black and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, goddamn, nigga, get your ass out this sun. Black. You know what I'm saying? I'm that type of black. Yeah. So it's all good. Ah, man. Listen, Teen Life Unlimited, man. Teen Life Unlimited. Oh, you on the bit? Oh, okay. Teen Life Unlimited is a nonprofit organization. I got my badge. If y'all go to my MySpace page, you'll see my little badge. Tell you all about it. It's 501c3. You know what I'm saying? The promotion of getting teens. You know what I'm saying? Here's the founder of it. Shit, he can tell you more than I can just by reading here and there. Mr. I Be the Wise One. What's happening, Kevin?
What's going on this morning?
Man,
wow.
Exploring the page and shit, turning people more old people on.
Let me ask you a question. Why the hell you talking about my daughter, man?
Whoa. I ain't talking about it. I'm just confused. Yeah, because she high yellow. Because the little baby, that's your daughter?
Yeah.
So I'm saying all your kids are like real high yellow, though, or like real light skin. So I'm just saying, I always thought when black people mix, you know what I'm saying, with other colors, it make a real dark, you know what I'm saying, whatever other color.
All right, look, my youngest daughter, she's going on 18 months old. Her mother is white.
Right. Now, I mean, right. Now, is she white, or is she German white, or, you know what I'm saying, like from another country white?
She is Iowa white.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, that's a new one on me.
You do know Iowa white.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How did you find that out of? What the fuck was you doing in Iowa?
Mama.
Oh, hey, you know how that go. So I'm saying, which one, I like all the kids sitting on the couch, which one is yours? Is one of them kids yours?
Let me bring my page up. My son is in there. Because
you got like 1,000 pictures of kids on here.
I can tell which one's his son.
That's what teen life is all about.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But Ned was like, well, I mean, how can you tell? I'm like, he got 1,000 pictures. How do I know which one your son? I don't. It's a bunch of kids on here. It's a bunch of teens. That's what it's for.
Hey, well, honestly, you can take your pick. They all mine.
Oh, well, true that. True that. That's how I treat kids. This shit. If you was involved in my life, you have now become Smelly's goddamn kid. So, you know. But
that's
she
right. Just take them all.
Take them all, man. Because you got some bastard-ass parents out here that don't want them anyway, so. Fuck it, I ain't got no kids. I take all kids in. Don't bother me. Call me daddy. You know what I'm saying? Just don't come at me for no fucking child support.
I'm going to bring up my photo page. Alright?
Wow.
Yeah, because see, okay, the one in the swimming pool. And he got a lot of fucking hair. That's your son, and he is not as black as you.
The one in the swimming pool, that's my son Earl.
Okay. And then the little baby. Alright.
And that's my daughter, Sinesa.
She gonna have a lot of fucking hair, boy.
Hold on, man. Which photo are you talking
all
about?
All of them gonna have a lot of hair, because he got a damn afro on him now.
Oh, my God. What a cute little baby.
Yeah, 32
hey, now,
or 52.
You see the picture with the two boys and the guy in the wheelchair?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, him. Yeah.
The picture right next to that. With the two boys painting the block.
Okay, yeah, on the ground.
Yeah, okay. The one with his hand, the light-skinned kid with his hand going into the block.
Yeah.
That's my son, Earl.
Okay. Well, he ain't as dark as you.
Huh?
He ain't as dark as you. Or he might be now.
He ain't supposed to be.
Well, then, no, you say he's as dark as me.
I didn't say that.
Man, let me go back to the chat room, man. Your chat room.
I said all them kids is dark as hell except my son.
Oh, okay, it's the reverse. Yeah, that's why I'm Mike. Yeah, okay, then that makes sense. Okay.
Whoa.
So who's the service dude? Who the dude in the service?
I think that's Raphael. He uploaded these pictures, not me.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, it's him and
the wedding picture.
Yeah, yeah.
And the three beside that, those are all Raphael's pictures.
Okay, now who was Raphael?
He just signed up to the site a few days ago. Where did I meet him at? I was talking to him on somebody's show.
Oh, okay, okay. Damn, my bad, though. I be forgetting this is just random people's shit, whoever put shit up here.
See, this is what I'm doing is I'm trying to build as much, just get people interested. Get in, once we start loading the page down with all the information that we need, you know what I'm saying, as many people as I can get signed up, get in, read the information, see what's going on, you know what I'm saying, and let's not limit this to the Las Vegas, Henderson, Nevada area. I want to branch Teen Life Unlimited out, man, because there's teens everywhere that need all the help that we can give them.
That's the 301. Yeah, true that.
You know, so but this here is just my way right now of pulling up support, because the more people I get interested, you know what I'm saying, the more people I can get involved.
And if I can
get people elsewhere interested, I can show those people here that this is something worth checking out, something worth getting involved in. You know, because it's sad when you have to go outside your community to find help for your kids in your community.
Because
the people here ain't doing a damn thing for them.
Know that. And damsel don't look towards DCF and child this service or child that, man, please. Them the motherfuckers that's trying to steal your kids and send their ass to hell in the handbasket.
Yeah. See, now there's a couple of pictures on here like, the first two pictures after yours, all right, that the lady that's standing there in the pink,
she let
the boys go ahead and paint her address on her curb, and then she wanted to take a picture with the boys, you know what I'm saying? And hold on. You know, the area that these people live in, or the area that we were working in that Saturday, they're basically all million-dollar homes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you don't see no group of 10, 12 young black kids running around in this area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a lot of people slamming doors on the kids, threatening them, calling the cops, get off my property, you know. One man had the nerve to say, what the fuck you little niggas doing around here? What y'all looking to steal? You know what I'm saying? And that's the type of adversity that these kids are dealing with on a daily basis, you know. So I brought them back to that area, show a little bit more professionalism, you know what I'm saying, focus on the job at hand. You're not coming out there to do the work, and while some of you guys are working, the rest of y'all out there running on people's lawn and acting like you ain't got no sense, acting like you're still in the hood. You know what I'm saying? So this lady right here, not only did she allow them to do this work on her curb, which is really only a $10 donation, but like I said, she wanted to take a picture with the boys. She took pictures. Then she opened up her door, and she brought everybody in the house, you know what I'm saying? And she threw this big-ass barbecue.
What?
She opened up her pool for these kids, and then she turned around and gave a $500 donation on top of all of that.
Wow. Now, that's all them closed doors, you feel me? The biggest door that opened paid for all of them.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? But that's a good lesson to them kids, though, man. I mean, that's a good lesson that you never have to give up. You know what I'm saying? You might get a million doors slammed in your face, but if it's something that you got your heart into and it's something that you really know you're doing right, you know what I'm saying, and not mentally doing it wrong, you're always gonna persevere over bullshit. And them same motherfuckers that sit up there and slam the doors in them kids' faces,
guarantee that's going to trickle down to their grandkids, because if you're not respecting any youth, it's going to reflect on your own family, and somebody going to disrespect your family. Going to turn around, and then your grandson going to come up. He might, you know what I'm saying, even have money. Just because you got money, that don't mean you got peace of mind. That does not mean you have peace of mind. So them kids can be billionaires. But if they don't know the concept of money, you know what I'm saying, all they know is fun. Like the show when I was talking about buying your kids goddamn Jordans and putting jewelry and all this shit on them, and then getting mad when they go outside and playing this shit.
Uh-huh.
They're kids.
See, and one of the things we do is we teach these, it's not just boys. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kids, period,
from
11 years old on up to 24 years old. Now, I don't know too many places where they call a 24-year-old a kid, but if you look at it right now, a lot of 24 years old are acting like kids.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
True.
And they present themselves like kids. What we do is we step in, we get these kids together, we sit down, we teach them life skills. You know what I'm saying? We teach them how to present themselves, how to prepare themselves for the future that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? Our motto is a team today, a leader tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're trying to prepare them for. And it's not easy because a lot of these kids are, quote, unquote, from the projects. Even though, and I'm going to be the first one to tell you, if these so-called projects that they have here were the projects that I grew up in, I'd probably be the governor some goddamn way.
Man, but listen, the projects back in the days when you and my mama was in the projects wasn't no motherfucking project. It was called public housing. And you had to have a fucking job just to move into the motherfuckers. The problem that they done did now was they done made all the shit welfare bound. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way you can even get into the project. You on Section 8 or you doing bad. That ain't what the fucking projects was for. Public housing was just for the public. You know what I'm saying? But you had doctors, lawyers, you had everybody. Bitches work, put it that way. Wasn't no Section 8 in no mother. You couldn't even get into the projects on Section 8. Let my mama tell it. You know what I'm saying? You had to have a job, a full fucking time job, or be going to school.
Your personal view on this. When being from outside of Nevada, okay, when you hear Las Vegas, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
When I hear Las Vegas?
Yeah. When you hear somebody say Las Vegas, or I'm going to Vegas.
Gambling. That's it. Gambling, strictly gambling, nothing else. And I ain't thinking, you don't even think about kids being in Las Vegas, period. Kids live in Las Vegas?
Man,
let me ask that question. Do kids live in Las Vegas? Because I ain't never seen a commercial that says, yeah, bring your kids here, you know what I'm saying, and let them have a good time at this resort or at, you know, Busch Gardens or any kind of shit that says anything positive about any teens, any kids, any youth, period.
Hey, just besides all of the tourists, 29% of Las Vegas is kids living here. You see what I'm saying? Now, the point I'm trying to make is once you get past the casinos, once you get past the bright lights and all these...
But that's just a strip, too, now. I mean... Las Vegas is still a state. Nevada is still, it's still in the state of Nevada. So,
yeah.
It's just a small block. It's just a block of entertainment.
See, that's just it, though. That's all they want you to see. They want you to see because that's where they're trying to get you to go, down there on the strip or down there to Fremont Experience to spend your money in them damn casinos.
Yep. That's
you know what I'm saying? But now, if you go, for example, Fremont Street is Fremont Street Experience is seven blocks, casinos on both sides, you know what I'm saying? Five blocks have this big dome-type thing over it to keep you kind of corralled in that area. But now, if you go two blocks down Fremont Street past the experience, you would swear you was in Harlem.
Damn.
It's run down. Dealers on every corner. Prostitutes and everything else on every corner. You know what I'm saying? Buildings falling down. Vacant lots. The whole nine. But that's the part of Las Vegas that you will never see.
Yeah. But that's the same thing with Tampa. Man, when you get off the interstate, get off on 275 in the Rome spot where they don't guide you at. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll see the truth about Tampa. Tampa, I mean, man, listen, you can ride around in any city as long as you mind your motherfucking business. That's my feeling. You don't go in that in anybody hood causing ruckus, they ain't gonna motherfucking fuck you up. So that's just respect. But when you get off of downtown here, you would swear that you was in like the goddamn war zone because it ain't even the houses and shit. It's our roads, man. I mean, how the fuck Obama, when his first thing when he came through and gave all these damn mayors and shit they personal money and said, this is for your roads and all that improvement. Why did these motherfuckers, yeah, they came into the hood, and the only thing they did was pave the fucking side streets that didn't need no fucking work to them. All the major roads that lead in and out the hood, all the major roads that lead to downtown Tampa, but then when you get to this one border point, you know what I'm saying, when you just getting out the hood, you riding on streets of gold.
Mm-hmm.
You was riding on fucking streets of gold. Like, this is not Tampa. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they made a new Tampa here. How the fuck you make a new city inside of a fucking city?
Be surprised. I'm looking at the chat, and Nettie said Expedia.com's head office is in Vegas, which is true, you know. And she said,
that's why they be trying to expedite motherfuckers there. Money out your fucking pocket.
Well, Nettie darling, let me tell you a little secret, okay? You come to Vegas, and I would never encourage anybody not to if that's your choice. But let me be the first one to tell you, okay? You come here, you go down on the strip, you see all the lights. You see all the casinos, you know what I'm saying? You see all these goddamn people spending all this money, and I'm not going to say spending all this money, throwing all this money away because that's
Thank
all they're doing.
Thank
but
you.
I'm going to tell you from experience, you go into one casino, you come out, unless you really like walking, there's no need to go into any other because they're all the same.
They're all the same, yeah. You go into one,
they're all the same. I moved here in 1986. I stayed for 4 years. And in those 4 years, the only time I went to the casino was when I went to work because I was working in the casino. Mm. Other than that, there was no need because you get tired of looking at the same goddamn thing over and over and over and over and over again. People running around throwing their money in the machines and then going home crying because they broke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All the fucking noise that the machine is making. All the noise from people talking. You know what I'm saying? There is nothing. Once you get past the casinos and you get past the lights, Las Vegas, Nevada is another city with nothing to offer.
No.
The ghettos, the slums.
That's what kills you. Now, all that money that's being generated, why the fuck that's not going back, you know what I'm saying, into the surrounding community and areas?
Nobody can really say. Well, somebody can. I know I can't. I ain't figured that shit out yet.
Yeah. Because there'll be the first person to step up and say, nigga, this money ain't for you. This is for us.
I'm going to tell you. Trust me when I tell you, you will never, except for when I go to, see George Wallace, you will never see me in the casino for no reason whatsoever. There's nothing there. Nothing at all. My focus is on these kids that are caught up in this bullshit that's going on in this city.
Yeah. And they see in that picture ooh, I got to hurry up and get me some money so I can go try to hit it big. Man,
you're
going to be that same motherfucking dude. Like, my homeboys be crying, and I be wanting to slap the niggas in their face, man. It's like y'all niggas go out, take the risk to sell all this weed, dope, or whatever you do, and then you turn around because you got a grand in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? You think you balling. You take it to the fucking casino. You have no gambling mind, though. I mean, it's niggas that know what they doing when they go and gamble, and that's why they do it. They professionals at it. It's only select motherfucking people that are really winners at casino because they you know what I'm saying, they started out taking that loss and developed their game. All these other new motherfuckers that just come up in there, y'all are just the motherfuckers that are putting your money in so they can get paid. They sit back and just wait for you newbies. Oh, yeah, there go another without no glasses on. Yeah, he don't know what he's doing. Now they reading your fucking eyes, and you wonder why you know what I'm saying, you the dumb motherfucker, and you seeing everybody else got sunglasses on. That's a part of gambling, man. Body expression is a part of gambling. Your moves, your demeanor, your breath, everything is a signal in gambling, whether you're going to win or whether you're going to lose.
Man, let me tell you something. When you sit down at a poker table, blackjack table, or you step up to what do you call that shit? I ain't been in this so long, I don't even remember. Crap table.
Yeah,
you step up to a crap table, trust me, if you look up, you see them black balls, there's 100 cameras focused on you.
You.
No? And they're reading you. You know what I'm saying? They watch your moves, they watch your motions, they watch your lips move. They are reading you. You know what I'm saying? And they're setting you up for a fall. I used to be a slot mechanic. And slot machines have a set-off that the mechanic sets to generate a winner. You can generate how big the winner's going to be, how often the winner's going to be. I was instructed by my employer to set my machines to pay off every 300,000 coins.
God damn. Now, that's some
now,
shit. Hey, shouts out to Mo Blue real quick. Shouts out.
Go ahead. Set your machine, you know what I'm saying, to hit a jackpot every 300,000 coins. That's a lot of motherfucking coins because a lot of people go in and they don't pay one coin at a time.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? But now, the bigger the jackpot, the longer the distance.
Yeah, the more coins you got to play and shit. Yeah.
On a three-coin machine of sevens, you see what I'm saying? With three coins in, hitting all sevens, that's going to come up every 1.5 million coins.
So basically, that's saying it ain't your lucky day.
There you go. So
like
mean,
you sitting here with your $20 worth of coins and shit thinking that you finna put this $20 in there and boom. Oh, yeah, I just got to get – that's what you hear, motherfuckers. Yeah, I just got to get the machine heated up. Oh, yeah, it's about to get heated up. I feel it. $50 later. $100 later. Bitch, the only thing that was heated up was your goddamn brain, nigga, from being mad that you done lost all your goddamn money.
You know, and one thing I found out, a lot of people don't have that, oh, shit, I won, I got to go attitude.
Yeah.
They don't have
really.
That. You know what I'm saying? You hit a big spot, $500, $600, $700. Oh, I'm on a roll now. I got this coming. And the next thing you know, that $500, $600, $700 is gone. Because you don't gave it all back.
Yeah, that's
real. You don't find too many people that win $700 and say, oh, that's it. I ain't fucking with this. I got to go. Take your winnings and run. And if more people did that, Las Vegas would be broke.
Okay, well, look, we got some new info. Okay, so This is somebody who has apparently been there also. He says that the machines are regulated by the state to pay off about 92%. So $100 in payout is $90. So they like keeping $10. But my thing is, It's the amount of times that you will have to sit there to that's right too. Easy Rider used to own slot machines and shit like that. He owned a machine company. So I guess he used to set the machines, you know what I'm saying, to be able to do the payout.
Yeah, and he's right.
But then I'm just what my thing is still though is the amount of people that still would have to. You as one person is not gonna sit at no machine and sit up there and put no $20 to $50 in and get no big payout. You're gonna lose at least 50, and then gain 100, which you ain't do nothing to get your money back. And then you know what I'm saying? And you're gonna continue to do that. You're gonna continue to lose more than you actually gonna gain. Yeah, they gonna let you hit. They keep you interested. You see them little disco balls go up, and $20 worth of coins fall out. Wow. But when you've been sipping on these fucking cocktails and all these little free martini shits that they give you while you sitting there and just diluting your brain so you ain't focusing, when you go look at it, damn, I came in here, with $1,000. Uh-huh. And now I'm leaving out with $200 in my pocket. Wow, I got money in my pocket, though, so you still happy. But you lost $1,000, you lost $800 fucking.
Yeah, and you still got people that's coming in, man, and sitting down at them poker tables, and dropping $2,000 and $3,000 like it's candy.
Man,
you know that, and that
it ain't tricking if you got it. Please, that just means you paying for some more higher priced pussy. If you paying for it, you paying for it. If you paying out your pocket, you paying for it. You a big baller, you sit down at that fucking table, you might have it for that quick little second. But I've seen a lot of them motherfuckers who thought they was big balling and going there dropping five because they played motherfucking blackjack on the computer and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this shit easy. Then take their ass in there. Or you clean up in the neighborhood, you clean up in the hood and shit. Because that shit is un you know what I'm saying, it ain't fixed. Then you take your ass down there, you know what I'm saying? Now you around some real hustlers that know this shit is rigged, know this shit is fixed, but they know, so they know how to motherfucking play off of your ass. You the pawn in the game. Ain't nothing but a chess game. You the pawn in the game.
Hey, I tell you, it's a rough business, though. You know, but anyway, I try to convince my family, don't even get into that shit. Don't even get into that shit. There's too much out here that needs to be taken care of, you know what I'm saying,
man,
than to be worrying about that shit that goes on down on the strip.
I told my homeboy that. I said, bro, invest some fucking money into me. I mean, you see me out on the grind every fucking day, dog.
Uh-huh.
And I will give you a residual, return on whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Just go spend $500 and buy me some fucking CDs, and I give you $500 back, you know what I'm saying, plus
yeah,
whatever I make off the CDs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but
you
damn,
know,
if
all the money that was burnt up in this town, okay, was generated on putting together programs for the homeless, putting together programs for healthcare and shit like that, Las Vegas wouldn't be a bad place to be.
Yeah, but then that'd be too much right.
You know, I mean, you cannot imagine how bad this place is outside of the casino world.
But then you can't imagine coming down here to Tampa, dog, and seeing all these motherfucking old shut down apartment complexes or shut down sky rises and all this shit. But then you sitting up here talking about this homelessness. And this motherfucking 100, 200 people sleeping at the damn courthouse building when you got all these fucking empty goddamn buildings open. What the hell are you talking about?
It cost nothing for the city to renovate.
But y'all rather take these people to jail and make the $200 a day off of them in jail, use them up, you know, use them. That's all you're doing. You're using them. Then you put their ass back out on the streets for another, you know, after 2 weeks, a week or 2 weeks, whatever you done made your, you know what I'm saying, the state done made their money off of, put them back out on the street in the same fucking situation.
Yeah, but you know what? If you were to go down Main Street in Las Vegas, go 11 blocks from where the casino alley starts, all you'll see on the sidewalks, on both sides of the street, tents, boxes, sleeping bags, blankets.
And after the motherfuckers
crowds and crowds of
was the bitches that came down there with a dream and lost it and can't get their ass back home.
They fucked up.
Some.
Yeah, basically.
You know.
Fucked up bad, you know, hey. Yeah, Goofy, you in the building? What's up?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but I mean a dream, if it doesn't go right, you could always wake up and do another dream.
Yeah.
Dreams aren't won. Dreams come as you bring them.
But if you come with that mentality that this is everything that I'm bringing here represents me, and you are letting materials represent you, you are already falling short. If you are letting your monetary value represent you, you are already falling short. You have no monetary value. You are priceless. Human beings are priceless. There's not an amount of money that you can pay me for me to really want to take anybody's life unless they don't just fucked up, and I normally do it for free. So, I mean, that's man, hey, that's the whole thing about that. I see that shit. And then what kills me is right outside the fucking casino, this big-ass fucking billboard that's steady taking your goddamn money. And what is that? Call this number for fucking Gamblers Anonymous. Bitch, if you going to the Gamblers Anonymous, that ain't no free program. You got to pay to be in the fucking program. Oh, hold on. Let me break up here. 412 and 208, you're in the building.
Yo, what's happening? I'm hearing you're talking my language now.
Oh, we're talking gambling, all?
Yeah. IB's right about them outer skirt towns that surround the mainstream of the casinos. It happened in Atlantic City also. They thought they had a big score. All these people voted for it, and they put their people in that are political positions, and they voted for the gambling, and you could see right where the gambling money stops. It stops right on one side of the street, and on the other side, there's sleeping bags, cardboard boxes, and people are living in rubber tire shacks. It's unbelievable there, and I know the same things out in Las Vegas also, and it's terrible how they, you know, they don't even taper off a little bit, like, you know, like going to lower suburbia and then maybe a little bit of some project. They go straight to cardboard boxes, man, you know, and it's
right.
Pitiful. It's terrible, and, you know, a lot of the money, not a lot of money, they only put about maybe a half of 1% of the money away for Gamblers Anonymous and stuff like that. So, you know, they fund the programs, but they don't give hardly any money compared to what they're making, you know. And to reiterate a little bit on the take it machines, the casinos like to make about 8 to 10%. You'll see on signs there, our machines pay out 93.5%. You'll see them say, oh, our machines pay out 94%. You know, so but that's based on a large volume of play. You
yeah,
know,
that's
it
what
might,
I'm
it
saying.
Might be,
so
right.
Your little, you know, 50, 20, you know,
right.
The average person coming there with $20 to $50 to start out
with.
You're
just a statistic.
Just to try.
That's right.
Yeah, so your money is, that's just, they don't even see that.
No, you got to fall within that 8%.
And that means
you'll fall within
that
8%. You don't fall in that 92. You're falling in that 8% loser.
Right. That's talking about, you talking about, to get you in that 90, you need to be coming in there with $1,000 or better.
Yeah, you got to have money to play because, you know, you got to sit there and play that machine. I mean, when anybody goes to Vegas, the best thing to do when you first get there is watch. Watch somebody pump a machine with money. Some people will stay on that machine for a day, 2 days, and they'll have a relative come down for an hour or two while they sleep. Or sometimes, something you probably don't know, I don't know if you noticed or not, but you know that they have oxygen plants inside the casino, raising the oxygen level of the air. So people stay there longer. They actually have a plant inside there, and it's regulated by the state, so they're not allowed to put more than 8% oxygen back into the air to keep the players awake. I'd be able to tell you that.
No fucking way.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. This is a game. You see what I'm saying? And you are a pawn in this game.
And they know every trick in the book.
That's it. That's it. I'm telling you, they will eat you alive, spit you out, and then eat you again.
They're just letting you win at 8% to be nice. They could work it so you wouldn't notice them. You making any
making
money
shit. You
if they wanted to.
Shit. But see, now, okay, so the reality of Oceans 11, 12, and 13.
Okay.
What reality? That was a fucking joke.
That was a movie.
Well, I'm just saying, with them payouts and all that type of shit, like, is that the way that, I mean, the breakdown of it, because you told me, you know what I'm saying, why they got 100 million cameras and shit, like, you
oh,
know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, heck yeah, they got cameras
because
up
they
your
gave,
ass.
Yeah,
because
I'm saying they gave you, like, Ocean's 13, that's when they really got into the imaging.
They got
okay,
all
yeah,
that thermal imaging,
right.
They have it all. What you've seen on there, they have that twice, right, IB?
That's
okay.
Right, man. Let
so they just giving you a taste
they
of what really goes on there.
They can pick you out of a crowd and tell you exactly what your heart looks like from the inside. Thermal
yep.
imaging
yep.
can see straight through your bones.
And believe me, they're looking. They're looking for everything. You know, if you start winning too much money there, they're on you like a fly on shit. They're looking at you everywhere. They're going into your bones. They're looking at everything.
Man, you would think you was the subject of a military investigation. You hear what I'm saying?
Especially the dudes that go to MIT. There's a lot of dudes that come from MIT, and they're them numbers people. They're real good with mathematics, and they'll come in here and count cards, and they'll read the cards. I mean, there's guys that could come in and beat the house up bad. But as soon as they start beating it up, boom, they're getting profiled. And they can actually
right.
take a picture of you, run it through the system, and tell you if you were in another casino, winning too. I mean, they do the imaging. Like they'll take your face and hook it up and catch
man.
You in another casino winning money. They'll get you. They get you.
That 21. That, see, 21, I mean, that's the only thing I say about movies. They ain't the total truth. But they damn sure ain't telling you no total lies. I mean, they just telling you what they want you to see not everything that you
that's
need
all.
To see.
Well, they don't tell you when they do catch you cheating, you just don't walk out of there with a little slap on a hand. I mean, they're you know, what you did see in
sure
a movie about getting a little bit of roughhousing, hey, they'll do it. They'll do it to
that
you, believe
movie
me.
21, that movie 21,
yeah.
that system that they had set up,
did you see the movie Joe from Yonkers? It's called
no,
Joe from Yonkers. That was a good movie. Portrayed the gambling. What was that other one? Casino was a good game. That was a good game with the sports betting in
that.
With De Niro.
That was real good. You know, but that movie 21,
yeah, I
think that them kids were using in that movie 21, trust me, that's all it was a fucking movie.
Right.
Shit like that does not work ever.
Damn.
No, they're not running that scam. They're not running a scam like that. You get caught doing that in 1 second, huh, IB?
Man, and you know what? Those who got caught would end up in the desert some guy.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, it's so easy. I mean, you can't bring, like, your buddy. Like, you know, usually a lot of games, you know, what they'll do is they'll bring, you'll come in, and then, like, somebody will come in an hour later. Meanwhile, it's your partner. And then somebody will come in an hour or two later. He's in with you. So you got three guys playing against one or two guys. They pick that up in a minute. You know, them pros are pros. They're not pros for no reason.
And once they pick shit up, trust me, they're working on ways to make sure that shit never happened again. I'm going to tell you something. Years ago, and this was about 25, almost 30 years ago, me and my brothers came up with this system to beat the lottery. You know what I'm saying? Now, back in the day, if you were online, say at the liquor store or the grocery store where they were playing the lottery, if you were online, they couldn't turn you away. They had to take your ticket. You know what I'm saying? And what we did was we had one person at home watching the lottery on television, one person outside the store, and one person on the line. If you were online at 7 minutes to 8, and there was 15 people, you were on that line, and you got to play your ticket regardless. I had my brother watch the shit on PBS, call, pass that number on, and then my partner would come to the store and pass that number on to me. But you don't play big. You don't put $50 and $60 on this one fucking number, because then you're drawing attention. You know what I'm saying? And we hit the we got the hit twice. And the third time we tried that shit, they caught us.
Man.
Sally.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you hear me?
Telling you, cannot get away with that bullshit. That shit you see on TV, let it stay right there on TV, because you will get federal time. And federal time ain't no fucking joke.
Pick up.
Then, no, you on? You on?
Oh, am I on?
Yeah. No, I seen you when you clicked off. I clicked you back on.
Well, he was usually talking about different ways you can get a little bit of an advantage. I mean, I'm not, by no means am I promoting this. I want to get this straight, but there are places that you can buy devices that trigger the machine to do crazy things. You can actually buy a device that you point at it, and it'll throw out signals to the machine and make the credits go up on the machine and add credits to your stuff. There are stuff out like that, but chances are you're going to get caught. You can't really use them in the big casinos. You may be able to get away with it in a small place where the attention ain't on you as much, like a little,
right,
like a bar on the outskirts that just have video
or
poker.
Like Goddard's Casino or something small like
or
that.
Or 7-Eleven. That has machines,
yeah,
something like that, you may be able to get away with
big
it.
In them big spots, you can forget that shit, because I'm telling you, for every one person that is in there, there's 10 people watching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was up inside one of them places once, inside the security booth. It's unbelievable. I mean,
they used to have 15 and 20 screens scanning the casino, now they got 200 and 300.
Yep. Yep, they do.
And hiring 25 and 30 people to watch every goddamn one of them.
And the guys they're hiring are all ex-FBI agents and stuff. You know, they're hiring ex-CIA, ex-FBI profilers. They're hiring the best in the business.
The more money
you
got,
the
better the security.
You get a good security job there in Vegas, hell, you're making a couple hundred grand a year, you know? That's big money them security guys make there, you know? I like that one with James Caan. It was on, like, what was it? It was called Vegas. That was a good show. I mean, it's Vegas is not really like that, but I just liked the show anyway. It was a good show. Did you remember that one? It was called Vegas.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
As a matter of fact, it's still, the rerun's still coming on.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember, you know where Industrial Boulevard is, IB?
Yeah.
You know where that road is, Industrial Boulevard?
Uh-huh.
How long you been in Vegas, man?
Well, I moved here in 86, but it was too hot for me. I left in 90.
Okay.
And then I just moved back, but I moved back because I'm here.
Okay.
You know,
so where are you originally from? You sound like you're from Jersey or somewhere.
I was born and raised in Paterson, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Huh. Okay, that's what's up.
All right.
I know where Paterson is.
Do you remember that movie, Lean on Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's the high school that I graduated from. High school.
Okay.
And Joe Clark, who was the principal at the time,
right.
was my sixth grade teacher.
Wow, that was a good movie. I like that movie, man. Good movie.
You talking about the dude that actually played that role was your sixth grade teacher?
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's not your sixth grade teacher.
That role was more.
He portrayed it.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I'm talking about the guy that he portrayed. Joe Clark was my sixth grade teacher.
Wow. Interesting.
Damn. So that's actually based off of something true, then, not just a.
Yeah.
No. Let me tell you something. Every inch of that goddamn movie is true.
Yeah, that was a true movie.
Every inch. And I'm going to tell you, Joe Clark came in and he turned that goddamn school around. And it has not gone back since.
He fought everybody, man. He fought City Hall. He fought them all. Joe Clark fought everybody at that time.
Man. That's what we need, though, man. And we need more Joe Clarks.
Well,
that's
like, right. Like my city here, Pittsburgh, man, it's a wreck. I mean, the school systems, they're having so much problems with the schools. I mean, they're building new schools, and they can't run the old schools, you know? I mean, it's
which is like
terrible.
You got new prisons and jails opening up, right? Just as quick as a damn school is being built, you get the motherfucking jail being built.
You got a 60% dropout rate around here. 60%. That's high. Hang on, guys.
But You know why there's so many jails and shit being bought up now? Because that's where the money's at.
Yeah, that's. I mean, if you want to invest in stock, If you want to invest in stock, invest in the goddamn penitentiary. That's what you invest your money into. Don't fuck Exxon, fuck Yahoo, fuck any of these other places. They have a chance to go up and down. I put my life that the motherfucking prison stock will never, ever fucking go down.
I'm sorry, guys. Go ahead.
That is a guarantee. If you can get you a share in the prison system stock, you're going to be a fucking millionaire, a billionaire.
What's that? What'd you say? I missed that.
Investing your money, I said don't invest your money into just regular stock. Invest it into the prison system.
Oh, without a doubt,
that's
a $1 billion
fucking
industry.
Without
a doubt.
$1 billion plus.
You're right.
Industry.
You're right. I'm doing it right now. I got guys working on a microwave oven that works on coins, a coin-operated microwave oven.
Hell,
when you go to the joint,
nah,
when you go to the
man.
Joint, you know, you got launch, you got the wash machines there that work on time. You got
right.
your phones. I mean, the phone company. You know how much them phone companies make? The contract they make.
Yo.
They make $1 billion a year
yeah.
out of the
Yo.
Out of the
Yo.
Out of the out of the pay phones there. A billion.
Let me tell you something. To make an outgoing call in prison today. And I'm talking from experience because I just got out. Okay,
I've been there.
So to make an outgoing call in prison with the system that they're using right now, you're paying a minimum of $4 a minute.
Yep. Hey, IB, you know what my phone bill was? My phone bill a month was $4,000 a month. They were fucking flipping seeing my phone bill. They couldn't believe. But I had a business running. I told them, I said, hey, just because I'm in here doesn't mean my life stops. You know, I have a life. You know what I mean?
Real.
And,
that's what they want you to
I was up there. I was up there in Lewisburg. You ever hear Lewisburg? I be
where?
Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
I'm not 100% sure.
It's a federal prison.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Yeah, I figured if you were in the joint, you got out here to Lewisburg. It was nuts there, man, you know? That's where all New York boys go. It's crazy up there.
Yeah.
Then Morgantown, you know where Morgantown is?
Lewisburg, Morgantown.
Yeah, Allentown. Loretto. Loretto.
Look, we can go
Atlanta. Hey, Atlanta. You know, I was all over, man. They dieseled toward me. They took me to about 10 of them before they got me settled. Took me to 10 different prisons.
Diesel toward me. Nettie wants me to tell you that you're yelling.
Oh, well, you know what?
Your voice.
Tell
what
her,
it
turn
is,
the
not
ears
me, it's
down.
My phone.
Shit.
I got a good phone. And what
turn
happens,
your ears down, goddammit.
No, what it is, my phone, I have a good phone, and it sounds like I'm, like, right next to you, you know? It's just better than
you need to get you a bad one so you can see it.
Maddie, you want me to talk like a little bitch? Okay.
Hey, let's be nice for Nettie now.
I know.
That's
I'm
my
nice
baby.
For Nettie.
Talk
that's
all soft. Talk all.
Sweet.
We got to all talk all soft for Nettie now, y'all. Y'all ready? Everybody give her the soft talk. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to tone this thing down. We're going to talk
better?
Soft.
Can
y'all hear that? Can you?
Let me see what she's saying in the chat room.
Can you hear me?
But anyway, getting back to making money in the federal prisons, I'm going to tell you something. The Bush family, when I was in 8 years ago, the Bush family had a lot. Had the contracts for the stores that are in the federal prisons where you get your commissary. So the Bush family was making money on them federal prisons. Can you imagine how much money you make? Tell them about that, IB. I got to get a phone call. Tell them about that.
I could, but you know what? I'm getting ready to tell y'all something, and this is going to spark a lot of fucking controversy.
I'm sorry.
Right? But did you guys know, and it's already been verified, it's a proven fact, did you guys know that when those planes hit the World Trade Center, there was a no-fly zone order?
Yeah. They blamed it on war games. They said it was war games that day.
Check it out. When those planes hit the World Trade Center, there was a no-fly zone order throughout this entire country.
You're right.
But Bush
flew to Saudi Arabia, flew his whole family out of motherfucking from the United States.
And flew every Bin Laden
out
of this country.
You're 100% right.
Bush flew every Bin Laden fucking country.
You're 100% right, IB. I've read all about that.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, man. I'm from Florida, and I'm not from New York, never been to New York. And my condolences to everybody who lost a loved one in New York. But that I done watched too many motherfucking documentaries that showed them explosives going off in that building. I know personally, because I know motherfuckers in demolition throughout the military that did, you know what I'm saying, train explosives and shit. And I had to ask them. They said there's no fucking way. They said there's no way that a building can implode, fall in on itself. There's no possible fucking way. When you hit something, it explodes. It creates an explosion. Every time you done seen a plane crash, what does it do? Fuselage is way the fuck over here. You can't even hardly find anything with nothing. You know what I'm saying? You can always find that black box, though.
Yep.
You always find that fucking black box. They ain't find a black box. They didn't find shit of any remnants that flew
you
into that.
You know why them buildings came down the way they did? You know why them buildings came down the way they did?
Because it was cut. It was pre-cut. And it was pre-set
it
up.
Was
they said
cut bad. The design was flawed.
Was
the designs were flawed from the very beginning. You see what I'm saying? Because the contractors were cutting corners in every fucking possible way that they can.
Especially the time when them buildings were being built, there was a lot of corruption.
There was a lot of corruption
when them buildings got built. Them contractors were real crooked.
Yes.
New York was real crooked back then.
Shit, there ain't no back then because New York's still crooked.
Well, I'm talking about they weren't getting away. They were getting away with a lot more 15 years ago, 20 years ago. They were getting away with a lot more.
Know, what a lot of people don't know, man, is at that present point in time, Rudy Giuliani, who was the mayor, was pulling in almost $1 million a year. There ain't no fucking mayors making that much money.
No.
Yeah, dude, you
that job only pays
table.
About 150.
Yeah,
that
dude,
job pays about
150. You making it on the table, you making
year.
That. You know what I'm saying? If you making it under the table, like I say. You are making
under,
that.
Under the table.
Under the table. And I mean
that's
way
under the
table.
Shit. That's way past under the table. You know what I'm saying? He was fucking the table.
Basically.
Oh, yeah. But like IB was saying about the money being made, if you want to make money, think of something that you can do with the prison systems. He's 100% right. Or any companies that are involved
that
with the prison system.
Bob
because...
Barker.
They're just
invest
making more
in
money.
Bob Barker. Bob Barker supplies the toothpaste, soaps, flip flop, then all the little toiletries and shit. That's Bob Barker. The
same motherfucker that
was on Price is Right, old ass Bob Barker. Yes. That's
Bob
where you get
Barker
your toothbrushes from. That's where you get your boxes
Bob,
from. Your everything.
Hey,
he's the Bob Barker.
Bob Barker has approximately 2,347 prison run warehouses supplying clothes.
Oh yeah.
Flip flops, toilet paper, tooth powder, toothbrushes, all that cheap.
Oh yeah, he gets it. Hey, the best part of it, he buys it over in China. He's buying it from China and bringing
right.
it over
yep.
here.
You're right. Yep. And he's got inmate employees working in these fucking sweatshops, putting together these little shabby ass prison uniforms.
Oh yeah,
and selling them to you for the price of what you would pay to have a baby.
Or what they're doing is they're hiring prison labor, and you know what Job Corps is, right, IB?
Job Corps.
Okay. Well, see, Job Corps, they'll sit there and you'll get somebody like, say, Bob Barker. He'll come in and he'll pay them guys like 20 cents an hour to sit there and make stuff, fabricate stuff that he takes and resells back to the prisons or sells back out into the retail public. You're buying furniture made from Job Corps from a prison, like desks for schools and stuff. They're paying prisoners $20 an hour, okay? And they're making regular money. They're making more money because they're cheating the school districts and stuff with the contracts. They're making so much money on it, and they're running basically sweatshops right from prison. Right, IB?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I know my shit. I've been there, man.
For three and a half years, For 3.5 years, I made $60 a month.
Yeah, I know.
$60 a month. $60, that ain't enough to wipe your ass with.
Well, you know what? You made big money then. You were one of the big money people.
Darn.
But they tried to get a brother. All right, I did my time in Idaho.
Okay, ooh, that had to be rough here. Bunch of rednecks, man.
We all know ain't no blacks got no business in Idaho.
You got that right. Jeez.
For nothing. I wouldn't give a fuck whether you was a potato head or not. You ain't got no business in Idaho. But I did 3.5 years. I did 5.5 years in prison in Idaho. But I did 3.5 years making $60 a month.
I hope you didn't smoke cigarettes.
No.
Okay, that was an expensive habit, man, trying to smoke cigarettes. Jeez. Hey,
right now, a carton of cigarettes in a prison in Idaho is going for $2,000.
Would they call them black and whites or red and blacks or red and blues?
Right. That's why you got so many motherfuckers doing that chew, dip and chew, or whatever you call that shit.
Yeah. Just to get that artificial buzz and shit, yeah.
There you go. A chew that you can go to any store and get for $3, you're paying $45 for. That's fucking outrageous.
Oh, yeah, the tennis shoes and that. You got that right. I used to sneak them in, man. I'd have somebody come into the visiting room, like during visiting time, and they'd be wearing a pair of sneakers, okay? So all of a sudden, we'd make sure the guard wasn't looking, the hack wasn't looking, and we'd switch the shoes real quick, you know? Put them on. I'd always walk out with a new pair of tennis shoes, and then I'd sell them in there for like $100, you know.
Right. Hey, Smelly, do me a favor, man.
What's up?
Wake up, everybody in the fucking chat room.
You
see, I had to just go in there. I'm like, damn. I mean, I thought my computer was frozen or something. What the fuck happened?
Kick some ass, man.
Fuck happened?
Yeah, but you know what? Let me tell you something though. You know, getting back to prison again. You know, when I was in there, I had a gallbladder attack while I was in there. I started sweating profusely, like you never believe. I mean, stomach ache, sweating. So it was like 3:00 in the morning, and all my buddies there were telling the guard, "Hey, man, you got to take him to the hospital. He's sick." They wouldn't take me, you know. And all of a sudden, one of the lieutenants came in, and they decided to take me here. I had to get an emergency operation and everything, you know. But one thing is, when you do go to prison, don't make sure your health is good. You know, they'll make sure that you get the medical stuff you need. I mean, because I did get good health treatment when I was in there. And, you know, a lot of these guys that go in there, hell, I know guys in there that needed heart transplants, and they got them.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got to keep their moneymaker alive. I mean, shit, you ain't nothing but a moneymaker. You
know, right?
What the fuck they want you to die for when they making $200-$300 a day off of you? That's nothing to go in there and get you a goddamn, you want a 30-year bid. That shit to go in there and pay $5,000 to get your ass a new heart so we can keep your ass in here another 60 years and make this money off of you. Come on,
but
man.
You know what? It's got to the point now where there are some people that are so adapted to that environment.
Yeah,
you know what
they're pretty, what do they call it? Institutionalized.
Yeah, that's after 5 years. You're institutionalized after 5 years.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's what they say. That was like a rumor in there. I don't know if it's true, but
you know. But anyway, I was in population, you know what I'm saying? And I'm standing outside of the day room, waiting to go in to see the doctor. And there's a guy standing in front of me, and everybody's patting him down and, you know, giving him all the proper hoo-ha because he's getting out the next day.
Uh-huh.
This guy walks up to the CO and asks for a move slip, which you need to move from one cell block to the next or from one day room to the next day room.
Right.
You know? And the cop looked at him and said, "What the fuck do you need a move slip for if you're getting out tomorrow?" And this motherfucker said, "For when I come back."
The revolving door.
For when I come back. Now, that's the craziest shit I've ever heard. Because this
I know, guys.
That out there, he was coming right back to prison.
Well, you know what guys do, don't you? They go in there, okay, and instead of going out and being put on probation, what they'll do is instead of getting halfway house and that, because they know they're going to screw up whenever they go out. So what they do is they pull their whole bit. they'll do something wrong in prison so they don't get the 6 month halfway house just to stay in prison where they know as soon as they're out, they're not on no probation. You follow me?
Well, you know what? I was offered parole.
Paper to call, right.
My first year.
Right.
And I turned it down.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I turned it down right away. I turned it down because, okay, if you get out on parole, you're obligated to that state that you are in
right.
for the rest of your parole time.
Yep.
You cannot leave unless they say leave. You cannot sit unless they say shit. You see what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
Hell no. I'm going to give you all this time because when I get out of here, I want y'all motherfuckers to know I'm gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well,
last thing you want to do, you never want to tell people you're leaving because they'll start trying to steal all your stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, but what I do, every time I left the joint, I gave all my stuff away because that's rude when you take the stuff because the stuff is so hard to get. Nowadays, whatever in the prison stays there. Whatever leaves the prison is out, so you can't bring nothing new in. So what I would do, what I was always telling you, is, man, why are you taking that T-shirt with you? You go to a thrift shop and get one for a penny, you know? I said, leave it here for the guys, you know what I mean? They're taking stuff out of there that they could go out and buy for 10 cents.
Yo,
that's real.
I went to prison with nothing but the clothes on my back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I spent 5.5 years in that motherfucker. The day before I was leaving, I had almost $7,000 worth of shit. Clothes, TVs,
mm-hmm.
coffee pots, shoes, the whole 9 yards. When I walked out of that gate, I walked out of that gate with the shit I had on my back. That's it. I left everything.
Sure.
Why would you want a memory of that shit, though? My brother got out one time, and this motherfucker had some jailhouse prison headphones and shit like that. Maybe don't get rid of that fucking past
you
memory,
you should have gave it to the guys in there, man. They needed it.
Get the fuck. He back in there now. I mean, so he's back in there.
The only thing I kept was my prison ID card.
I still got mine.
And, hey, I sold mine on eBay.
Oh, really?
I sold mine on eBay for $400.
Get the hell out.
People buy that shit, man.
Wow.
People are so fucking depraved and fucked up in the head that shit has some type of attraction to them.
Dang.
Wow. Pay for an ID card for $400.
You think about that, like, shit.
Christ, I got two of them here.
Like, damn. Calculating shit.
But trust me when I tell you, don't go to prison just to get one.
I tell you what, though, when I did go in there, I went in prison. Listen to this now. I went in there weighing 460 pounds. I got out. I weighed 250. I lost all that weight, a couple hundred pounds while I was in there. And I'll tell you what, man, I couldn't even walk to my cell. I couldn't even walk. You know what I mean? And by the time I got out, I was jogging. And I'll tell you what, though, they did have nice facilities where I was at. Matter of fact, a month before I got there, Morgantown had a par-3 golf course that you could play golf there. And they have movie theaters. They had a beautiful movie theater, and they got all the first-run movies. They had a bowling alley. They had a beautiful gymnasium, a rec room with chess and ping pong and pool tables. They have all that stuff up in Idaho.
Oh, hold up, man. Let me make a correction here, because this is not a one-way story. So all that net-to-net shit talking about this is a man's topic, no. There's just as many motherfucking crazy-ass females is locked up in prison for everything
under
the motherfucking sun.
Up in Danbury, they got all them women.
No, now, women do just as much dirt, too. Now, y'all burn niggas up in the bed. Y'all kill your kids. Y'all
cut your ding-dong off.
Call all kind of old crazy shit now. Come on, now.
I don't know if anybody's ever heard it before, but trust me when I tell you, and a lot of the shit I say, I speak from experience.
Who the set it on the line?
Women are the most dangerous thing on this planet.
Hear, hear.
Know that.
Women are the most dangerous thing on this planet.
You're right.
So, Nettie, Tasha, Angel Eyes, I love you, but trust me, I got all four eyes on you.
Hey.
You're right.
I'm going to go buy me some glasses.
Hey, they're always the center of controversy. You know, if you look at any controversy, there's a woman involved. You know what I mean?
Most of the time, when there's controversy, there's a woman. Will gut you. A woman will gut you before you can blink.
Look at Lorena Bobbitt. She bit John Wayne Bobbitt ding dong off. Hey, they're getting back together again.
Lorena Bobbitt was a goddamn fool because she should have killed that motherfucker.
They're getting back together again. Do you hear that?
Yeah, but if she was that fucked over what he did, she should have killed that motherfucker. Why the fuck are you going to cut his dick off and then get back with him?
Yeah. I hear you. Well, you know what cracked me? Well, I couldn't believe, you know, she cut his dick and threw it out on the street, and they found
that
motherfucker.
Found
that
bitch.
That's unbelievable. I always picture a fucking dog walking down the street with it in his mouth. Come here, you son of a bitch. Give me that motherfucker. Give me that fucking thing.
A fucking bird, you know what I'm saying, chirping around with.
No offense to anybody Caucasian. No offense to anybody from the state of Washington.
All right.
But speaking of statistical facts, do you know that right now, today, 80% of all serial killers, serial rapists, child murderers come from the state of Washington?
Wow.
And it's
that's because they're out in that remote area out there, you know, all that. They're like fucking incest and all that shit.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
That's right.
Because there's more inbreeding in Utah, in Iowa.
That's right.
In Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying?
Why is Washington so special here?
I have no idea, but I tell you what, I heard him got the fuck up out of there. I lived in Olympia for 2 years. I heard him got the fuck up out of there.
Oh, you're talking about the state of Washington, right?
I'm talking about the state of Washington.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that's country out there. That's country. That's the only big city you got out there, Seattle. So most of the state of Washington, fuck, you see on TV, that's where them pilgrims landed and shit over in fucking state of Washington.
No, I'm telling you something, bro. Seattle, Olympia, Lacey, Tumwater.
Cumwater.
Don't want to be moving there. Don't want to be drinking out of those water fountains.
You know,
they're swimming pools. You don't want to drink out of their swimming pools, huh?
Then you got all these islands.
Yeah.
You got all these islands with one and two access roads.
Right, right.
Who the fuck want to live out on an island?
Fuck, not me.
Unless you got to go 40 miles to get to a fucking Albuquerque.
Unless the population was like 100 chicks to one.
So do the women spit or swallow in cum water?
Tell them to try a bottle.
No, we all taking a trip to cum water just to find out.
Cum water, Florida.
This is crazy.
But no, you know, getting back to the very beginning of the topic, the money that is made in that prison system is astronomical, man.
There you go, Goof. You in the building?
That's where you're wrong. Because the very beginning of the topic was talking about my boys and Teen Life Unlimited.
Yeah, that's right.
I missed that part.
And my boys are upset now because they've just been kicked to the curb.
Oh, what?
Are they around you or something?
Sorry, guys.
I was like, help me listening to this conversation, is it?
Smelly's fault.
I'm trying to keep them from putting on their all black and doing their night work.
That's commendable, but I mean, if it's just a small part, man, you tell all them brothers that you took out there, including yourself, man, and that was a very commendable act that y'all did. You know what I'm saying? And your blessings will be received from that.
You know what I'm saying? For sure. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was their idea to put together this community beautification program.
Oh, that's good of them. Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that there's two ulterior motives here, because one is to keep money in these boys' pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Did it have anything to do with the schools wanting the kids to put in so many hours? We have a program here in Pittsburgh where the kids in the summertime got to put X amount of community hours in. No matter if you're good or bad, they all have to put in so many community hours doing something good for the community.
You should. That should be mandatory. If you ain't got a job, if you don't have a job, a summer job, your ass should be somewhere at a park, somewhere cleaning up the fucking community for 2-3 hours out the fucking
day. They
got to
put 100 hours in. They got to put 100 hours in the summer.
It's not like that here in the Las Vegas, Henderson, Nevada area because they do not give a shit about these kids. All they give a fuck about is getting people down into them casinos. They don't care about these kids.
You're right.
Okay? The parks are turning over.
Well, they don't even try to hide the fact that they're concentrating on the casinos. That's the shame of it. They don't even try they're doing it blatantly out in the open. You know, they don't care about the kids, and they make it quite apparent they don't care.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you right now, from my heart, these kids are my future.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying? So anything and everything that I can do to keep them going in the right direction, I'm giving it my all.
That's right. Somebody got to take charge.
I have to.
You got to look around and say, hey, if I don't do it, it's not going to get done.
And once again, because I'm trying to talk and smoke and take care of my baby at the same time, I'm going to ask somebody, would you please throw that website back up in the chat room?
Oh, yeah, I got that. Hey, check this out. I'm going to get into a song real quick. It's because Red Shades is graduating night. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations, Red.
Oh, congratulations, Red.
Our high school graduate, you know what I'm saying? And she welcome to the world, you know what I'm saying? That's all
and
I can tell you.
Congratulations.
They're getting younger and better every time. Younger and better every day.
That's real.
You know
so this is something.
Here. Big ups to Red Shades.
This is something
real
she
big
can
ups to Red Shades.
Remember back on. This is a song she made. It's called Back in the Days, which I figure this is real appropriate. Because after you get over that 18 hump, boy, these fucking days is going to fly like an airplane.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, doing good, doing half the week, living.
more red shades, girl. Call in, girl. You need to call in. 347-237-5125. You already know what time it is right here live. We're getting into some red shades, man, because she graduated, you know what I'm saying, record to the world, baby. It's going down, you know what I'm saying, for the next couple minutes, girl. We're going to rep for you. Much love to you, straight blow talk radio, record the game radio style, man, for the Trilateral Commission.
That knows how to treat you. Don't forget my name, and his job ain't illegal. A gentleman to me in the streets, he is legal. Recognize a real lady, and he will keep you. He can rock hats, I ain't feeling attacked. Got a roof over his head, decent clothes on his back. Staying out late nights, I ain't down with that. I like to sit back, kick my feet, and relax. If you mess around on me, then it's over and done. I'm sorry, but I will not play second to one. So try again and get yourself another chick. What? You couldn't play me. What you see is what you get. Next time if I were you, I would stick to the script. I wouldn't try to be getting all flipped. And now you're standing there all alone looking stuck. Don't worry, keep this on the hush. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo. But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool.
It's cool, not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you.
And let me tell you one thing in this verse. If you think dudes are bad, females are much worse. I'm grown, I ain't playing no games. Yeah, you know who you are, I ain't saying no names. What comes along is a gift and a curse. You may think they your friends, next day they disperse. But never fight over a dude that'll make him more safe with his cocky attitude. Bet you think this song's about you. Never thought you would do what you did, who knew? Bump you when your side kick too. Try to come and check me, I bet you won't do. No class, they feel and never pass. Feel offended, asking questions, I'm here, so just ask. Violate me, go and disrespect me. Come to my face, well, they better come correct. Come correct. I know you barely tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo.
I know.
But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool.
It's cool, not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. Some girls say they gonna try and test me, but they never do that. At most, indirectly. Supposed to be my enemy, but acting friendly. Getting shook, or evidently try to say they never met me. Guess that's the rules of the game. It is you who are lame, and to me, that's a shame. And I don't know who was to blame, but I wish you the best. One love, do your thing. Yeah. You know how chicks try to act. Smile in your face, go behind your back, do some dumb stuff. But it's all good, cause I'm living. You living? Nah, I'm just kidding. Ha ha.
What the fuck be going on? This shit be freezing up and shit. Piss me the fuck off. Hey, we doing a little medley. You know what I'm saying? Y'all continue on for Miss Red Shades. You know what I'm saying, girl? This is our, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Wrecking the Game Radio graduate. You know what I'm saying? We sending congratulations to you, girl. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you get out to this world now, you know, you got to get out here and represent. You know what I'm saying? It was a hard road in high school, but, shit, you up in the big world now. Well, that matter of fact, let me let everybody in if I play this last song, you know what I'm saying, by Miss Red Shades. Everybody get y'all congratulations and all that good shit while she here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you was in, you was on the line. Just all don't start yelling at once.
Can I get something in here, please?
Everybody start yelling at once. That's what I meant to say.
Well, I'm not party
up in here. Party up in here, man. Shit. Woo! One time. Shots out. Okay, go ahead. Say your piece.
I just wanted to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to my baby Angel Eyes, because she is like the sweetest thing in the world.
What kind of shit is that? Let me put your mute on, man.
put your mute on. Damn, get your ass muted. All that fucking flirting, nigga. You supposed to be saying congratulations to Red Shades. This is the Red Shades.
Red 10 minutes. Know what time it is. Red's got all my love and respect. I'm happy as hell for Red Shades right now.
That's real. What'd you say, Goose?
Well, Red Shades, why are we congratulating her?
She graduating today, man. 7 p.m. tonight.
Oh, from high school?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She fucking great. She's legal. She's really legal now.
Shout out to Rachel. Hey, you better keep it on the hush
for
me, baby.
Yeah, man. Ain't none of that false ID and this shit. No, I'm 17. Oh, hell no, baby. You 18. You was grown now. You was grown.
You graduated.
Yeah,
you
go. That's real. That's the so-called world.
Hey, man, that's what I call it. It's a so-called world, man. I mean, it's all in what you make of it. You know what I'm saying? It can be a beautiful world, or it can be a world of motherfucking drama and bullshit. So,
there you go.
You know, it's all
there
in what you
go.
Make it, you know. And I tell you, the military told me when I got out, when I was getting out, I got kicked down for smoking weed after 3 years. And they told me that you going to get out, you ain't going to be able to find no job, you going to have a hard time. And you going to probably end up in prison. That's what they told me. That was my outgoing message. So I told them, fuck you motherfuckers. I had my own business before I came up in this bitch. All I wanted to do was travel anyway and see and get abroad. That was it. I did my duty. You know what I'm saying? So don't let nobody, you know what I'm saying, set your path. You set your own path. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody tell you that this is the easiest shit, you know, that life is easy. It's as easy as you gonna motherfucking make it.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
Hey, Goofy, where the hell you at? Where you at, Goofy?
Goofy been wagging, man. He been wagging and shit, you know what I'm saying? Or
it sound like
hooking.
He in the goddamn washroom.
He's got a haircut.
Not the washroom.
I'm sure.
Oh, you
like
said you
getting
up.
I'm about to go meet up with some girl right now. Yeah.
Hey, IB, which cycle was he on?
Huh?
Which cycle is he on?
It ain't
right
the spin
now?
Cycle.
Hell no.
Did I have my picture, IB?
Say what?
You got to speak English, bro, because I swear I ain't understand that shit.
You sound golf look a blicker?
Like,
what?
IB, you like the picture?
Do you like the pictures?
Heard,
what pictures?
All I heard was pictures.
Do you like the pictures? What pictures?
Nah, I thought they were complaining about my picture on his website.
No, ain't nobody complaining about nothing. I said you sound like you was in the washing machine.
In the washing machine, mother. Like you are the clothes.
or in the some damn way.
Hey, well, I gotta make sure my clothes look motherfucking good. So if the washing machine ain't doing it, I gotta be here to make sure it's getting done.
All in all, what a brother trying to say is,
put some bass in your voice, there, man.
We ain't gonna go on the bass session. We ain't gonna go on the bass session. Hey, Miss Tasha, I know you there. Did you got some kind words for Miss Red Shades on her venture out into this beautiful world?
I'm mad at you.
Nigga, hold on. You and that ain't no congratulating words. I don't want to hear that shit. Couldn't see your big grown ass at no prom anyways. Not even at your own prom. You look like you fit out of place. Like, what the hell this grown motherfucker doing at the damn prom?
Y'all get your
ass out the way. I'm straight low records. That's ninth grade and shit. You know what I'm saying? He looks like the Mexican Debo. But anyway. Damn it, Tasha, I need words of encouragement for Miss Red Shades.
I was trying to. I was just saying. I'm just going to say congratulations, hon.
Damn it, one at a time. Go ahead.
She can't go one at a time because Goofy ain't going to let her.
One day, and you got... And you have so much support out there, you're beautiful. Congratulations, and good luck with everything.
That's real. And that's congratulations coming from where?
Down under, Daddy.
Australia.
All right, all the way from Australia. All right, punk ass Goofy probably finna log on, come online or something, since I wouldn't let his ass run his mouth and shit, but he'd be all right. Damn it. When I say give congratulations, that's what I mean. Give congratulations, shit. This is the last step, you know what I'm saying, that you're gonna go through unless you go through college, you know what I'm saying, and pursue that next step, you know. You know, this is it. The buck stops here. You know what I'm saying? You get that diploma in your motherfucking hand. I mean, take a week off to suck it all in and enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? But after that, it's going to be time to live. It's going to be time to get on your grind, get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? Get focused. Only thing I will say is that you got an advantage over a lot of us, because this blog talk shit wasn't around when I was in high school or anybody on this motherfucking line right now. You know what I'm saying? So being that you got to jump and, you know what I'm saying, this should give you a little interest in a career move that you might want to take. You know what I'm saying? As far as being a real radio broadcaster or coming on here for real and giving this your full-time effort, you know what I'm saying, and going out and soliciting sponsors and everything to really run this, because you have the music, you have the talent, you know what I'm saying? You're all on the video blogs and stuff like that. So you already got your foot in the door. You just need to stay on that path, though. A lot of us, you know what I'm saying, when we came out of high school, we didn't have a direct path. Myself, you know what I'm saying, thought I was going to college to run track. You know what I'm saying? My coach fucked me over on that, so I went to the military, you know what I'm saying, and got it another way. Not saying it was the best way, but it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, I just didn't give up. So, you know, but I ain't finna preach nobody to go to no motherfucking military either. You know what I'm saying? I would preach to you, become an entrepreneur first. Give it a try on your own first. You know what I'm saying? And if you fail, try again. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no such thing as in failure. It's only you should only believe in success. That is it. There's no other option. So
hey, well look, let me kind of get this in there for Red. When you step out into this world to do your thing, the only thing that I can suggest, the only advice that I can give you, is give it all you got. Don't look back, and don't take no with you until you get yourself established. You know what I'm saying? You already got things going for you. You're going to make it. I got faith in you more than you could ever imagine. I'm quite sure everybody that's right here right now has a lot of faith in you. We're all proud of you. We're all happy for you. I wish you Godspeed and the best you will ever have.
All right. And the last note comes from Mr. Goofy.
Red Shade, I just want to let you know that I'm very proud of you and that there's a whole big world outside of school. And you got to realize that the only way you'll make it in this world is if you put your mind to it, and you're smarter than the other motherfucker. But I know I'm not the person to encourage you, but all I just want to let you know is that I'm proud of you, girl, and that we always love you over here.
And on that note, we getting into this Red Shades. You know my style. 3 minutes left. Wrecking the Game Radio, right here live. You know what I'm saying? The home of the intelligent and beautiful people, man. Much love to everybody. Red Shade.
Still remain whole. corruption. I'm hitting every angle, there's no discussion. When I hit the scene, they be dodging, ducking. I can go on for days, there's no, there's nothing. If I don't look in my eyes, you can get seductive. You can peek, you can try, but there ain't no touching.
Oh, hold on a second. Hey, we got our last remarks is by my dog, Seti J. Seti J.
All right, well, congratulations yet again. And, oh, man.
I mean, you got the last
like
90,
you said,
right?
Like you said, you never forget the people who helped you. It's not necessarily that. It's just, you know, when you actually listen, when you you have to listen to everything someone says, but when you take a compilation of what people tell you and you did the good things and mix them all up and then you actually take heed, that stuff shows out in you and you actually do what you got to do and handle your businesses. That's what I got to say. So just continue to do what you do and you're going to be very successful. That's successful. That's all I got to say.
Hell no. Not me. I ain't running to no Jamaica, man. Yeah. I got Vice on the line, you know what I'm saying? For the last few minutes. Vice, you got some advice for Miss Red Shades in the last few seconds? And that was the last note because we are officially done streaming. No, y'all can't hear us in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? We're live right here. You know what I'm saying? In the last few minutes of the VIP hour, man. Doing a real big is Free Your Mind Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank all my special people for coming through, all my guests. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the wise one. You know, Miss Netty Net, representing Hotels.com, Sadie J, Angel Eyes, Easy Rider. And, of course, Miss Red Shade is definitely coming through. And my dog's Goofy Bone and Seti J, the Trilateral Commission. That's how we do it, man. Each and every day that the Lord bless us to be on here, you know what I'm saying, and allow us to free our minds, we're going to be here 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. And make sure you log on Blog Talk Radio, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio. And that's how we do it, 347-325-5125. Each and every day you want to come on the show and be live. Shouts out to my dog Vice Grip for calling in, you know what I'm saying, via the cell phone. And that's how we still link to give them positive words out there. And don't forget, check out www.teenlifeunlimited.ning.com. That's N-I-N-G, you know what I'm saying, Teen Life Unlimited. You know what I'm saying, that's my dog I.B. Wise's website. We're trying to do something positive for the youth around the world. Be a part of it. Don't be an IC color, you know what I'm saying. Get on there and actually make a difference. Don't be a part of a 400,000 damn fucking chat room that ain't talking about shit. You know what I'm saying? Make it 400,000 people that's on a real need network and that's trying to do something positive, you know what I'm saying, for our future. And that's our use. And that's all I got to say about that. Yeah. All right, VIP hour, people. What's up? What we got for the VIP hour?
Man, like you were talking about as far as, okay, I see color. I got it. That you brought that up. That's what's bugging me in the after hours. It's just, you know, they got, I mean, it's all good. It's well and all. You know, they got all these people and Michael Bazin behind it. But it's like this whole thing where they just like, I got to put my finger on it. That they're like not really supporting everyone because, like, if you don't pay, you're insignificant to them. And it's like, you don't never get a real, I hate this. I mean, I want to never get too big where I can't actually address people by as an individual, not as a number, because that drives me insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just it's like you had a bunch of spam comments on your page.
Yeah, I just delete all that old fuck shit. Them old punk ass niggas came and left on my shit. And I thank you, gay ass niggas, for the profile you set up for me. You know what I'm saying? That's more promotion for me. Because more fans that go by there and see that silly shit, I will be leaving a comment that links up to this show. So, motherfuckers, when they go on there, goddamn right, they're going to be able to find my shit right here. Thank you for the free promotion. And I didn't even have to take the time to set that account up. So, thank you.
Yeah, I'm still on the phone, Device. I can't do two phone conversations. Nah, I'm still on the phone. I'm still on my show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, let me hit you back in like about 15 minutes and I'll be off.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the haters, you know what I'm saying? You need haters in your life. That's what Cat Williams tell you. If you only got motherfucking 20 haters, by the end of the month, you need 20 more, goddammit. Fucking right. They'll do the work for you. You know what I'm saying? Let them do the work. Let them go out there and just plaster you all over the goddamn internet. Thank you. I need all of that love. As long as it's a picture, they might not know my name. As long as they know that picture, they'll know it smells so good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, somebody want to tell me what Icy Color's about?
It's about nothing.
Okay. I see.
All I see is
bitches. I'm gonna give you the Michael Bazin definition of what Icy Color is. Okay, Icy Color is basically a need web. It's a need website that's a spinoff of Mingo City. Cause MingoCity.com is not a need website, and so they spun Icy Color off of that, and it's just a bunch of people in there. And when you go there, there's like 400, 500 people in the chat room. And it's like, I don't understand. Like, you, like, if there are a couple people, they know you're in there. And they say, hey, and I find that amazing how they know I'm in there. And then after that, you don't see any more conversation. I must say, I did get, like, two listeners from Icy Color. I had to say that. And I was surprised at that because I was like, how the hell are they going to see all this with all these people saying all this stuff at once?
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, because every time I go into that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, it's always, at least 300-500 people in there. And it's like you go on there and the only thing I use it for is just to drop my I use it like a Twitter. I just go on that bitch, drop the show links, and keep, that's it. I don't give a damn if a bitch talk to me or don't talk. I don't know who the fuck I'm talking to. 500 people, I mean, how the hell can you, I mean, you got, when you first come in there, you got 20 motherfuckers that say hello, and then that's it. Bitch won't talk to you again in that motherfucker unless you, like, stalk a bitch and, like, you know what I'm saying, only focus on one person, like, but who the fuck is you? Like, what the fuck am I talking to you for? I don't, you know what I'm saying? Even Yahoo is better than that. At least you can go into a Yahoo and get a one-on-one conversation with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because the bitch in there looking.
You get a one-on-one on there, too. It just takes too much work to figure out who you want to do a one-on-one with.
No. Yeah, I don't be with that shit. But, yeah, Icy Color, man, is just another Ning network that's just getting. It's popular because it's got radio advertisement. That's the only reason. Why so many people are on there. It has no purpose. It serves no purpose. You only see shit about Michael Bazin on the goddamn site. He advertised the shit out of it. But you don't see him on there at all. Not one picture of Michael Bazin. It ain't even a damn advertisement for his show.
I see, because like, I've been to his page and whatnot, and George Wilburn's page. And what, like, if you go in the chat room when that show was on, I said, okay, let me try something. I tried to talk to him in the chat room, and of course, no talk for me. I actually put him in a one-on-one, and I didn't get a thing. And then I invited him to my show. I know that not everyone's going to say yes, but. Things I invite him to my show, you know, he always like, yeah, people that's doing positive things, I'm gonna show up to or something like that. You know, I'm trying to say he's supporting the young people that's doing some positive things. Well, I'm trying to do it. Just because I'm not paying you don't mean that you can't support me.
Man.
So in other words, if you ain't dropping paper, you ain't gonna
get shit off of that.
Unless you gonna fight through them phone lines on the radio, which that's like that's just as bad as going to the chat room.
Now let me tell you something. One thing though, my artist, shouts out to Miss Janu. For like 3 weeks, dog, straight up, she's been trying to get on the Michael Bazin show, right? Because, and her only motivation for getting on it was she wanted to find out how to get her song played on his show. You know what I'm saying? That was her only motivation. So when she called up, the day that she called up, how about this? The day that Wayman Tinsdale passed away. And he was taking calls, you know what I'm saying, for people to get their condolences and stuff about Wayman, you know what I'm saying? She don't know nothing. She don't even know who the fuck Wayman Tinsdale was. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't in jazz, you ain't gonna know who he is either. But he's a bass player, ex basketball player, turned bass player, and you know what I'm saying, got some real good jams, man. And he passed away, you know what I'm saying? He got diagnosed with cancer, lost his legs and shit. You know, battled over that, got through that, and then you know what I'm saying? A couple months later, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he put out, I think, another album, and then he passed away, you know what I'm saying? But when we called into the show, and I was like, and she was like, well, he asked me a question about somebody. Who was Michael Bazin? I said, the fuck are you talking about? Michael Bazin is the goddamn host. Just like I'm the host of my motherfucking radio station, he's the host. But he's just a big, well-known host because they syndicate it, and they stream it in a lot of different cities. You know what I'm saying, at one time. Well, he ain't no different than my bad, because, shit, we in a lot of different countries. Fuck cities. You know what I'm saying? We better than the radio station. So then when she say, she was like, well, he's saying something about Wayman Tinsdale. I said, well, let me get the phone then, because she actually got through. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, well, just give me a minute, and I'm going to bring you on the line. So I grabbed the damn phone. She thought, I don't know what to say. I said, what kind of shit is this? Give me the damn phone. So he came back, you know what I'm saying? He was like, boy, hey, caller, you know what I'm saying? And he thought it was her. I was like, no. I said, this DJ smells so good. You know, I put my whole spiel down. 813 in the building, TAMPAFLA. You know what I'm saying? Up on the Michael Bazin show with my artist, Miss Janu, the hottest female rapper in the South. You done heard it out my mouth. I said all of that before he even spoke to me. I got all of that out. All that was on the radio. Everybody and their mama called me down here in Tampa and said, damn, Smell, I heard you on the radio. Fucking right. I represent. You know what I'm saying? But then I got on there and I said, you know what I'm saying, a couple of words about Wayman and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I got his first album, Hang Time. You know what I'm saying? I got his first album. So it's like, yeah, I know who the fuck it was. I found out about jazz when I got to the military. You know what I'm saying? That was the first time I ever really got interested in jazz because there wasn't no other fucking station to listen to but country and talk radio. You know what I'm saying? And they wasn't not this talk radio. I mean talk radio. No music. Just conversation after conversation after conversation. Like, damn, all right. I don't follow that too well. You know what I'm saying? But I'll follow this.
That was like
this.
Sweet tea conversation. You can do that. You can do that for 2 minutes.
Oh yeah. Huh? Oh yeah. I do a talk show with Sweet D. Shit, I give, man, please, anything Sweet D needs, she already know it's on the pop. It's on the pop. As long as you gotta do a talk to me, girl. Shit. Me and IBY have already voted her. I told her the other day she was voted most sexiest voice on Blog Talk Radio.
For real.
Shit.
Yeah. Don't get it in that. Well,
hands
I can't say that.
Down. Hands down. From her conversation, not just the way her voice sounds. I mean, there's a lot of sexy voices out there. But I mean the way that she uses her voice. Yeah. She's hands down the sexiest voice on Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely make you want to drool.
And like, for no reason. Like, damn, she just talk sexy and shit. Ooh, every time she talks, she put that, girl, what the fuck is you doing? Damn, just talk to me, shit. Every time you talk to you, make a nigga, you know what I'm saying, think other thoughts and shit. I can't even have an intelligent conversation with you. But shit.
Hey,
take me out of my
room.
Oh,
Juicy Juice is on, the juice.
Oh, y'all show on?
No, hang on. When did this come on?
When? That's my dog right there.
Yeah, Juicy is the shit.
this shit is off the chain all the time.
Fucking shit. I went and seen her MySpace pictures. I said, damn, Juice, you got some junk in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't go.
Yeah.
I didn't go check out Juice's pictures because I'm not trying to get in trouble.
I went and I said that. She's a nice full figured woman that can get the business anytime.
Yeah, but when you slip that ring on that finger, brother, trust me.
I ain't talking about no rings. I mean, unless I'm slipping the ring on finger. My other finger, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm saying when you slip that ring on somebody's finger, then you got to be careful about what you're doing and where you're going.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm cautious like a motherfucker because mine ain't no joke.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the rubber ring. The rubber ring.
Like Red Fox said, they ring around the collar.
I commend all married people though, man. I mean, cause that when you married, I mean, you was like you just joined the military. You at war.
Yeah.
I mean, you at war with yourself. You at war with her, and you at war with everybody else who trying to get into y'all pitch. You at war. It's a mental war, a physical war, spiritual war. You at war. I mean, shit. It's peace at the beginning, but I mean, once you really. Marriage is what it means. I really want to get to know you. I mean, and I'm going to love anything and everything that I find out about you. No ifs, ands, buts about it. You know what I'm saying? If you fart when you wake up in the morning, I'm going to love that shit because I love you. You know what I'm saying? If you the person that get up all night long and got to run to the fucking bathroom, fuck it. I love that about you, girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do that. If you a nigga that just don't like to shave his goddamn balls and shit and use a hairy fucking giant, well, hey, she married you for some reason. You know what I'm saying? But then in marriage, it's all about compromises, too. So you have to know how to compromise and work it out with each other. You know what I'm saying? Because it's death do us part. That's what I believe. I'm old-fashioned. I'm telling you, if I get married, your ass going to die fucking with me. That's it. We either going to kill each other or we're going to die happily together. That's it. Or we're going to die sorrowful together. And then, yeah, the Bible do say you should have a peace of mind, but at the same time, you swore in the Bible to take that sacred vow that you would stay faithful to this person. You would do this for better, for worse, for all this shit. You would do that. So therefore, stick to that. Stick to the script. You know, you got to stick to the script. It's a hard road, but man, choices in life are hard. You know what I'm saying? And once we make them, we got to deal with them, and we got to work. You got to just work through them. You know what I'm saying? Ain't shit in life easy, but breathing. And sometimes that's hard, depending on the city that you go in. Leave that.
That's beautiful.
But that's a single brother. You know what I'm saying? Talking to you, motherfucker, Mary. Talking to you,
man,
Mary, folks.
I'll get
right
to start talking about you.
About who?
I'll get right to start saying something about Miss Tasha. She popped up out of nowhere.
Oh, hey, oh no, nah, she been on him. She been on him. She been on here listening. She been quiet today. I've been having a quiet co-host and shit, but she been on here.
Yeah,
she
just been on that
meditation. I'm sorry.
She been on that meditation, just, you know, she here though. She vibing with us, she here. You know, that's definitely what's up. So it's been a good conversation today, man. We covered all kind of bases. The Free Your Mind Friday has been just that. You know what I'm saying? We didn't focus on the bullshit drama that motherfuckers been trying to get us to focus on. I even seen the old gay-ass nigga. IB, didn't you speak to him? You said, what's up, Jay Will? So you obviously must have came through.
I talked to them yesterday, and the beef should be officially squashed now.
It wasn't never no beef with me. Let me tell you something. I don't beef with niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to handle it. That's all it's going to be. And it's either we're going to handle it, you know what I'm saying, and be gentlemen about the shit, and you're going to grow the fuck up and understand that disrespecting women is just not tolerated on no front. It ain't got nothing to do with Blog Talk Radio. It ain't got nothing to do with no email. You do not disrespect women, period. That is just, you just don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Now, the conversation that we sit up have, you know what I'm saying, is because we are all seeing eye to eye and we are all adults. You know what I'm saying? But when you come in from the left field with some old dumb shit, hell no. Nah. Then you get your ass knocked out the goddamn stadium. That's it. I ain't got no time to beef, man. I eat beef. You know what I'm saying? I don't keep beef up. Shit. Fuck that. But anyways, it was still a good show. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed talking about the motherfucking casinos because I know I ain't putting no money in the Indians' pockets. If y'all ain't getting it from the goddamn government, you ain't getting it off of me. I refuse to go up to some fucking Seminole Hard Rock bullshit because I walk in there, and that's the other thing that killed me about a damn about the casino. You walk up in this motherfucking, I mean, it's bright as shit. It is bright as shit. I imagine, it'd be a little dark. It'd be a little cozy. That bitch got 100,000,000 lights on. I mean, I walked in that bitch with a warrant one time. You talking about a nigga paranoid? See it. Bitch, I was looking at the janitor cross-eyed like, nigga, you look suspect. Everybody with a walkie-talkie looking suspect and shit. I'm left, right, left-ing. And I ain't got nothing but $20 in my pocket, and they charge your ass $25 to go to jail. So I was already in the negative. Yeah, you go to jail in Florida, it's a $25 per diem every time you come through they motherfucking jailhouse doors. That ain't talking about what the state is. They ain't talking about the $200 that the state get off of you. That's just $25 that's going in somebody's fucking pocket. Don't tell me who. I don't know. Can't tell you. Can't even give you a direction on what the fuck that even means. So, basically, if you got $25, you busted, and you got $25 in your pocket, when you come out of jail, you won't even have money to call and make a phone call. That's gone. You come in with 50? Okay, well, 25 of us there. You go to medical? Oh, they charge you for medical. All that's coming out, that little $50 or whatever the fuck you had in your pocket when you came in. So don't be one of them sick people that come in there and talk about, I need a Tylenol. Okay, that's $10. A motherfucking Tylenol. Go ahead, hell yeah, we're going to hook you up. Fuck it, we'll give you Advil, nigga. See ya. Mm-hmm. Believe that shit. Shouts out to that, too, man. What the hell happened to this damn booth?
You know they put oxygen in the casinos, right?
Yeah, he was saying that earlier. That shit never fucked me up too. I learned this from
they do the. Have you ever been to like those oxygen bars, or deal with them oxygen bar things? It's not 100% oxygen. It's because 100% oxygen, you have to have a medical license to have 100% oxygen. It's like 95%.
That's oxygen. The shit that the football players get on the field, right? That's 100% oxygen.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Okay, that's pure oxygen. Okay. So what the fuck is supposed to be the most special about oxygen in a tank and oxygen that we just breathing in the atmosphere?
Because oxygen in the atmosphere is the air in the atmosphere is not 100% oxygen. You got nitrogen and all these other gases mixed in with it. With 100% pure oxygen, since you have 100% oxygen in you, you're pumping more oxygen to all your vital body parts and whatever, so it's rejuvenating you more and whatnot. Because I did one of them oxygen bars, and it was a 95% oxygen thing, and that shit still felt fucking good. I was like, damn. I woke up, and your mind was like more refreshed and everything.
So what the fuck happened to Michael Jackson then? That bitch sleep in an oxygen tank every night. He still look like damn half past a throw up there. See ya. Man,
he keep getting on that shit done to his fucking face and shit, that's why.
That nigga gonna be invisible and shit. That nigga looking like powder and shit. That movie Powder? That bitch look like powder and shit. Like, damn, nigga. Can you move objects, motherfucker, with your nose? Crooked motherfucker, you? Man. Fuck Mike, though. I ain't tripping on Mike, though. Big successes to my used-to-be black brother, you know what I'm saying? You still got and your crazy off-breed-ass kids now. If y'all didn't see Michael Jackson's kids, come on now. I mean, I can look at your kids and tell them that and tell they got some black in them. You know what I'm saying? The hair is curly or manipulated. The skin tone is, you know what I'm saying, a little darker than just average white person. You know what I'm saying? They got pigment to them. Put it that way. Michael Jackson kids look like they German. I mean, no black in them at all. Motherfuckers look German. They hell is white folk hell.
What's kind of saying about that? Cat Williams. How you put a nigga dick in there and come out with no nigga baby?
With no nigga, I mean no nothing. No nigga feature. No big nose. Come on, Mike. That ain't got shit to do with the transplants. Your nose is naturally big though, motherfucker. Your nose back in the day is A, B, C. Yeah, was bigger than 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
yes, it was. Come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah. Try to say that dumb shit off. Try to put a mask over our faces, nigga. My name ain't Blanket, motherfucker. The hell kind of shit is that? You name your fucking kid Blanket, man. What kind of shit is that? I mean, come on now. There should be a limit on a couple of things we can name our kids. And towel. Come here, towel. Dirty rag. Come here, dirty rag. What kind of shit is that? You going to call your son or your daughter Dush? Come here, Dush. Summer's Eve. My dog. Cut the fuck on. Hey, like Blanket. Well, that's just like Erykah Badu with her goddamn baby named Fly and shit. What the hell? Seven. His name is Seven. All right. All right, you eccentric motherfuckers, you go ahead, fuck your kids up when they get older.
This is what they're doing. They're trying too hard to make them special names for their celebrity children.
IB, when it came to naming your kids, what was the motivation behind you naming your kids?
Well, I tell you, like for example, my daughter Synesia,
that's
you remember that
name.
Movie Be Cool? Remember that movie Be Cool with Cedric the Entertainer?
Yeah. I gotta look that up and watch that shit.
Well, his character was Sin LaSalle.
Okay.
I took the sin and added.
Okay.
You know, well most of my kids have family names, except for Synesia. My daughter Nelvia, my oldest son, he's named after me. Big mistake. You know what I'm saying? Because now he's trying to act like me.
Can't walk in my footsteps. Don't walk in my footsteps. It ain't that you can't. Don't walk in my footsteps. Make your own path.
I tell him like this here, do what I say, don't do what I do.
Do. Boom. That's can't even say it no better than that. And if they can't understand that, then that's all I'm going to keep telling you until you understand shit. But then who was that? Wasn't that us on the show earlier? That was the same show that we were talking about earlier. Yeah, we covered that too. You know what I'm saying? I think I was on the other show. I was on somebody's show last night. He said, it was like it's in the scripture. You know what I'm saying? That you can't overextend yourself for nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can only do to the minimum, not the max. You can only do the minimum what you can do for somebody, and that's it. You can't give your all. Like they'd be like, "Yeah, I want you to give 120%." No, you give 100. If you can't just give 100%, you can't put everything that you got into it at that one time. That's it. If you tired and you keep trying to fucking move through the snow and shit, you're gonna wonder why you fall on your face and die from frostbite. You know what I'm saying? When you could have just chilled in the hut for a little minute, you know what I'm saying, warm your blood up, and then kept moving on. But no, I got pussy at the house. I got to get to this pussy. I got to go. I got to step. Shit. That pussy is what's going to motherfucking get your ass dead.
For real.
Or them kids. You know what I'm saying? My kids are starving at the house. They were starving before you left the fucking house. So, I mean, you know, just pray pray two times to the Lord that he keep them, you know what I'm saying, in good health till you get there. That's all you can do, though. That was his whole motivation. And his whole point was do what you can do, not more than what you can do. Don't try to do that. And I've done that, you know what I'm saying, in my lifetime a lot of times, put people before me, you know what I'm saying, give them my last dollar, give them my last $5 or $10, because I always feel that the Lord provides for me, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
if I have it to give, I'm going to give it. But then that ain't always true. Sometimes you have to keep that, because then I go down two more blocks down the road And now I'm out of gas. While you was just begging for money, you know what I'm saying? But shit, you just wanted the money to get a bill or get a sandwich in your stomach.
Right.
Bitch, I can't get home and I stay in goddamn 100 miles away. So who more fucking up right now? I'm standing back next to you on the side of the goddamn road trying to get my $10
back. Hey, is Steady still on the line?
Yeah.
Because we doing the same thing.
We got everybody. Miss Tasha and Steady, we all on the line.
Yeah, because we doing the same thing. We're on the phone. We're on the line with you, but we dancing with Coach Cage.
Oh, hey, it's all love, man. It's all love, you know what I'm saying? I do the same shit. I don't even be on my show sometimes. Y'all be like, what the fuck smell
right.
at? Smell all on another motherfucking show, you know what I'm saying? Showing love and shit. And I'll pop back into my shit.
Hey, I be checking out all these shows, man, that be dropping these old school beats.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, that's what I do.
Yeah.
That's
I checked out the show. When I went onto your page,
man.
I was like, damn, it started out. And I sat there for a little minute just listening to the old school.
Well, I just want everybody to know I just uploaded like 400 tracks.
Man.
Old school.
I thought I had
400 more?
I got like 200 songs on my shit, but 400.
And say, how big is my console, man?
Oh, my God. Smell, man. And this. I find it, it's just like when I come to yours, man. I find it hard to get to it.
I got 16 pages on my switchboard.
Oh well, then you got me beat.
I got 16 pages of music, and all of mine is indie artists. That's the whole funny part, dog. There's nothing but indie artists.
Well, see, me and my brothers back in the 70s, me and my brothers, and I mean all three of my brothers. We used to run a club, you know what I'm saying? We used to do back then what they call them socials.
They call them what?
Socials.
Oh, okay.
You know, we used to do things on the weekend, and
we used to call that in the military with social. We're going down to the social. We used to use that term in the military. Yeah,
you know,
we have a social this weekend.
If there was no school on a Friday, we do a disco Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And all those old tracks, all them old albums, I still got all them old albums. I got about 700 albums. 33 inch. You know, all that real old shit from back in the day.
If you trying to put that shit on the CD, I would tell you to go to, and you have to go online, go to tigerdirect.com, or I think it's bestbuy.com, if you got a Best Buy up there, and type in a USB record player.
Uh-huh.
They have a record player that you will plug straight into your USB, and everything that you play off of that record, it automatically transfer that bitch into a WAV file so you can burn that bitch down into a CD.
There you go, and I'm going to get one next week.
I mean, all your dog. I've been trying to. I just been slipping on my pimping. But when I get my van, that's what I'm gonna be doing. Mobley. I got all these motherfucking DJs that be wanting. They're still on vinyl, but they be wanting the shit on CDs because you got to step the game up to. You know what I'm saying? What's now? Me, I don't even play CDs. I'm strictly virtual. My virtual DJ.
Well, you know,
that's it. That's all I play off of.
I just went to SBA, Small Businessmen Association, and applied for a loan. And I'm getting ready to put some shit together here in Vegas, boy. That's going to knock a motherfucker down. Because, you know, right now, the average studio time here in Las Vegas is like $20 to $25 an hour.
Right. That's reasonable down here.
Yo,
I mean, that's cheap down here because the normal niggas that really call themselves having a studio, they want like 100, 150, you know what I'm saying, an hour.
There you go.
And that don't even include remastering now. That's just coming in, get your ass in the booth. I'm going to drop your vocals down onto this track. Here you go. Get out my damn face.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's it.
Coming from the old school, you know what I'm saying, and I'm talking about the old drug dealer school, where you out there, somebody else out there, they got what you got, but theirs is $2 more than yours. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You want to undercut? I'm dropping all my rates down to 15.
Yeah. That's what I'm finna do now, though, with the tobacco industry down here. I mean,
and
shit. Cigarettes. Listen, cigarettes down here cost $7 a pack in some stores.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the cheapest right now is like $5 a pack, and bitches loving to buy them at $5 a pack. All right, blunts are in Denny Evers store are $1 a piece, $1.50.
Yeah.
$1.89 if you go on the fucking 7-Eleven or some shit like that. They gonna knock your head off. Okay, so and then $5 and $6 a box. It's $50 to get a damn tobacco license down here.
Mm-hmm.
$50 to legally sell tobacco. So hell yeah, and all I want is a mobile license. I don't need no building. My van is my building. My
right.
van is my home. My van is my everything. I live, shit, eat. Smoke, drink, everything out of my van. And then throw it out on the side of the road later. You know what I'm saying? But hey, yeah. But shit, that's what I plan on doing. I plan on taking my shit state to state, though. I plan on stocking that bitch up, you know what I'm saying, with $1,000 worth of tobacco and pulling my ass up to Cali. I ain't talking about here when I know I can only get half, you know what I'm saying, the value of a $5 pack and get $2.50. I want to take them bitches up there to Cali where they paying $10 a pack. And get $5 a pack, you know what I'm saying, off a motherfucking carton of cigarettes. $3 for a box of blunt, and them bitches loving it because they paying $6, $7 for a box of blunt. And they buying cases. I ain't even selling singles. I'm selling cases of this shit. You know what I'm saying? A whole fucking carton and shit for like, well, I don't even know how much a carton up there going for right now. If they $10 a pack, I can only imagine. That's like damn $200 down there too. $2.50, god damn, that's a quarter pound for a pack of cigarettes.
You're right.
A quarter pound of herb that you can make $500 off of is the same equivalent as a fucking carton of cigarettes.
Well, right now in some places, man, in New York City, a pack of cigarettes is $9.
They are $10 in California.
That shit is fucking crazy.
And bitches is still smoking, though. Come on now.
Yeah.
Bitches
well,
is like. And bitches ain't slowed down. Put it that way. Bitches ain't slowed down in smoking either.
Mm-hmm.
They might. You give. Like me. I smoke every day. If I have to, I won't even drink water. You know what I'm saying? God damn it. For a couple hours before I have to give me some fucking herb. That's just me. That's
right.
My personal preference. You know what I'm saying? But then when I see, I don't put no shun on people that go in there and spend $5 for a pack of cigarettes, because at least you're
right.
getting 20 to my motherfucking one, you know what I'm saying? My one blunt, or my two blunts, or my three blunts, and I'm gonna smoke them back to back within 15 minutes, and I'm gonna be still looking like, god damn, I want some more. You know, that's me.
Hey, tell me something. I need to know this shit, man, because you know, I try to keep up with everybody. You know, not get lost, not get left behind. I know, honestly, what the fuck is the purpose of Twitter? Somebody please tell me.
The same purpose as I See Color.
It's a stalker site.
Man.
It's a
I want attention site. People want attention. Some people crave attention. Some people can't go through their every day without somebody knowing what the fuck they doing, how they doing it, when they doing it, where they doing it, and why they doing it. It's motherfuckers on there that use that Twitter shit, and Twitter is not no instant, you know what I'm saying, like as soon as I put something in there and you put your shit in there, I'm going to instantly see it. You know what I'm saying, like we in an IM or something. You have to sit there and wait for a response. Bitches use that shit as a real chat room.
Yeah, I don't get it though.
I mean, I'm at the mall. Window shopping. Okay, I just walked down two doors. Damn, that bitch was fine. What the fuck is you putting that in the damn Twitter for? I'm at KFC eating Oprah's free chicken. Who the fuck cares?
It is a fucking stalker.
I'm in the club. A nigga down here talking about he in the club. You got enough time to get on your fucking phone and Twitter from a club? Damn, there's some fine bitches around here. Damn, this club is packed. Damn, nigga, you is lamer than a bitch.
For real.
I used to use
something like with this right here because
that's all I use it for.
When I was doing shows with my son, you know, he used to go out on the strip and hit these clubs and run into people, you know what I'm saying? And boom, right there, he'd do a live interview. You know?
Oh, damn,
but,
that's what's up.
I mean, but come on. Twitter? Tweet this?
Yeah.
A fucking stalker site, and all you're doing is following people and listening to bullshit.
Listening to bullshit. If you following me, I don't read Twitter at all. I do not read no. Thank you for being following me. But I don't read your tweets. I don't read nobody's tweets.
Hey.
I ain't read nobody's tweets that tweeted nothing on there since I've been on that shit. Only thing I go on there is when I start my show, I click tweet this, tweet my motherfucking show, click it, bam, and I'm gone.
That's it.
That is it. Because it's too much bullshit.
Really,
I said something
really
about you the other day. I said something about you the other day. You missed.
What's that?
There's really no purpose for it.
I know. I said that. I'm just being stupid.
Oh, yeah, that just, man, I don't know, but it's a money-making thing. I mean, it's the same as I See Color, man. I See Color, what's going to end up happening is the little site going to get so popular and shit, well, we're going to get our own domain, then now we got an I See Color domain, and now we're going to sell the fucking domain.
Man, but, all I see is dead people.
And there's nobody in the bitch. And there's nobody in that motherfucker, dog, at the fuck. Oh, I see a bunch of pictures that don't move, and I see 6 people that chat. That's it. Even all them 500 people, you don't see 500 names scrolling, like different people having conversations. You see these main 6 motherfuckers having their conversation. That's it. Where the fuck is everybody else?
They out tweeting.
Or instant messaging and shit. Why they in a chat room? Y'all, what this
shit? Tweet this shit. I am not going through all that. You know what I'm saying? To me, I'm a lazy motherfucker. I'm going to tell you from the door. I'm lazy as hell. And fucking with Twitter is like driving stick shift. You got to use your hands and your feet at the same fucking time.
That's amazing. You got to drive 2 feet. Yeah. It's like driving an automatic when you're first learning. You're 2 feet driving.
Put me behind the wheel. I will throw that bitch in 5 and go. That's it.
Yeah, man,
I ain't got
that's...
to do all this shit to turn. I ain't got to do all this shifting and shit to stop. I just go. Fuck that, man. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, motherfuckers are attracted to that dumb shit. That's what I don't get.
Yeah, but that's Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. Now, I ain't finna down none of you Facebook fans. I'm not personally on Facebook because Facebook, first of all, asks for too much fucking personal information. And I ain't with that. You know what I'm saying? Now, true enough, back in 2005, 2004, 2002 and all that shit, when I first signed up and didn't know nothing about the internet, I put my government name out there. I put my birthday and all that old dumbass shit that I should have never did. You know what I'm saying? Because the internet is for business. It's not for personal. They just making it for personal, throwing all these goddamn sex sites and all this fuck shit in front of you and all these fuck-ass social networks and shit. Man, fuck all that shit. You know what I'm saying? If you a successful person and you being successful, you will run and meet a successful person. It ain't shit no online fake-ass picture of Halle Berry and then you meet this motherfucker and they look like Halle Scary have anything to do with that. Nothing. You know, you set your expectations up so high for a person, and then when you actually meet them, you're like, damn, that's fucked up, man. I thought you was more than that. You know what I'm saying? You know, like,
hey, well, I put a Facebook page together, and that's all my family's on Facebook, and that's how I stay close.
And you stay close to your family.
I don't want to be right next door to none of these motherfuckers, family or not. You know what I'm saying?
But then the motherfuckers that's using it for a social network to try to meet Tom, Dick, and Harry, or meet Sally, Sue, or Jane, you know what I'm saying, so we can all hook up and have a fuck fest. Okay, now that's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? Business is one thing. That's what I use it for. I use it for business. You know what I'm saying? Because I found so many friends. Hell, I found Tasha. I wouldn't have found her through no fucking Facebook. I wouldn't have found her through no goddamn Twitter. I wouldn't have found her through nowhere else but talking to her live on this type of format. This is personal to me. You know what I'm saying? This is yeah. When, you know, I know if you lying or not. You know what I'm saying? Because you either going to answer the question or you ain't. So
well,
that's
I got
it.
News for you, man. You know, the one thing, I got a MySpace page. I don't even fuck with MySpace. There's just entirely too many motherfuckers on MySpace.
Yeah, yeah. I quit. I had to quit it. I had to. The only MySpace page that I use now is Smelly BTR, and that's because it is directly linked. And all of the friends on there are directly linked off of Blog Talk Radio. There's no outside friends. There's no I just want to be your friend bullshit. I don't even put no artists on there unless they are artists that have been on the radio station. That is
it. Well, you know, right now, I'm going to tell you, right now, if I go to my MySpace page right now, I probably got more messages than Las Vegas got miles.
And all about bullshit. All about bullshit. All about check my single, check my album, check my mix, check my this.
The one thing I hate is them motherfuckers that don't have
bullshit. It's like, fuck that bullshit. Now, like y'all said, people on feed, they love looking at bullshit instead of real shit. Because I'll be posting, you know, it's this one girl on Facebook, you know, she had Lydia Cotton or something or whatnot. She got like 5,000 people on her fan thing. That's because she spammed everyone, make sure y'all suggest people to suggest me to your friends. I do that, and I come with real shit every fucking day. People don't be doing that for me. And I asked her ass to come on the damn show. And, you know, she already people anyway, so why not get some vote? I said, come to the show, and you get promoted more because people want to hear you in the road anyway. They keep saying that shit in your page. And she's like, I'm about to check my schedule. Your schedule ain't fucking booked because...
I gotta check my Twitter.
How the fuck are you on Facebook right now chatting shit? And
I gotta check my Twitter. I gotta check my Twitter page, see if I'm available. Somebody might have left me a comment.
Talking about the good to my her homegirl, her like is her person who does our booking and shit. You can if you want to, if you're an artist or whatnot or a correspondent or whatnot, if you really want to, you can do shit without having to tell your booking agent all the time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know,
it's like she talked about some real shit too, but it's like, you know, sometimes she just kind of, you know, just people not getting their voice heard. They just, you know, they just numbers. So it's just numbers over there.
If you got 5,000 friends and you send out a motherfucking bulletin, you know what I'm saying, and tell them to come and check out my Blog Talk Radio show, and you still only got 100 motherfucking listeners. Something is artificial about MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Something is very artificial about that. You know what I'm saying?
For
and
sure.
And that taught me, when I kept going in and I kept dropping my show links, and all these so-called artists, all these other so-called motherfuckers that want to network and shit, and I ain't seen none of them. I ain't seen no flood of nobody off of my motherfucking MySpace pages. All of these people
right.
that I meet on Blog Talk Radio are genuine people who I have just met, never even had a contact with. Never a friend requesting them, never known them from Adam or Eve. And I ain't met a motherfucker from MySpace yet.
Oh, Coach K, y'all, what we talking about right now. You done for me lately.
No.
One of the things I can tell you right now is the honest to goodness truth. One of the things I love about Blog Talk, I can pick up my phone right now and go into my contacts. And dial 6 or 7 numbers from motherfuckers that I met on Blog Talk.
And from different areas, not your own. That's the beauty
there
of
it. There you go.
That's the beauty of it. I mean, I ain't never fathomed, though, not even through MySpace, not through not NAN service I done used on the internet, that I would actually be talking to Australia at the same exact time. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like we just having a regular phone call. New Zealand at the same exact time. And they... 5 hours ahead. You know what I'm saying? She's 12 hours ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Jamaica, New England, Great Britain. The only reason I know of these countries is because I've traveled. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I do have a little worldly, you know what I'm saying, travel about me. But a lot of my homeboys, when I put them on the phone with Tasha, they don't even know what, they don't really know how to fucking act. They ain't never even, they don't know where the fuck Australia's at. They know what Australia is, but they don't know nothing about it. Our definition is what you get fed through Paul Hogan off of Crocodile Dundee. That is what Australia is to us. That is what Australia is to the hood. You know, that one, two, damn. And three. When he went to New York, that's our whole definition of New York. Niggas with Jerry curls walk around with Michael Jackson jackets on and parachute pants. You know what I'm saying? Carrying little pocket knives and shit. Mm-hmm. And this motherfucker walk around with a knife bigger than the law allows. This is what the media portrays each country as, though. You feel me? That's the media, man.
I just kind of got caught up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just got into it not too long ago, and I really didn't know nothing about it, but somebody sent me an invitation, so I said, fuck it, I signed up. It might be something I want to check out, you know? And I went through my motherfucking emails one day, and there was a email from somebody on Twitter, you know, and it said, Wise, so-and-so is following you on Twitter. And
yeah.
My wife thought I was out of my motherfucking mind. I was peeking out of windows looking for this nigga.
I
ain't know nothing about it. All I heard
yeah,
was that'll
be a follow. Yeah. That's crazy.
And I'm looking. Well, where this motherfucker at? And I hope he comes straight.
Damn.
Man,
I'm going to tell you, the best sight that I've experienced, dog, and I thought it was a bunch of bullshit. And you know why they make it a bunch of bullshit? It's because they always push the sex part of everything. They never push the beneficial part of shit. I went on the motherfucking Craigslist finally after Sadie J told me like 1,000 times they're going to sign up on the shit. Check it out. I went and signed up. You can go on there right now and look up DJ services. I have a DJ service on there that says, wow, $150 for 4 hours worth of DJing. Do you know, brother, I put that shit in yesterday morning. I got a call yesterday night by 7, 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Dude, Thomas, and he, in my area, want to hire me for a DJ gig on the 20th. I'm already booked for it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, through talking to them and shit, you know, I left my phone number and shit. They call instantly. Bam. No, I could have paid motherfuckers to go out and drop flyers and shit for me and ain't got that type of, that quick of a response than I got off of Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that Craigslist is the shit. I mean, when you get your business thing up and running, you need to put that Teen Life Unlimited on Craigslist, too. It's an area on that bitch for it. I promise you, brother, if I can't tell you nothing else to do, please utilize Craigslist. That is a great service. What is finna shut down newspapers. You heard they finna stop circulating newspapers.
Yeah. Yeah. I got Craigslist on my browser.
Oh, okay. Well, hey.
Shit.
Craigslist
is it. On three different toolbars.
Craigslist.
I got one for Vegas. I got one for Boise, Idaho. I got one for Patterson, New Jersey.
Oh damn, she from the potato state. She actually from Boise and shit. Well, it all goes down. Ain't that where it goes down?
Yep.
Damn. Well, no.
But don't get it twisted. I ain't no potato head. That ain't gonna never happen.
Know that.
That ain't gonna never happen.
Yeah,
857. Because the very first thing I saw after I think like my first week in Boise, the very first wall saw, I swear to God, this ain't no bullshit, was a black man hanging from a light pole.
Whoa!
Somebody had strung this brother up, and then they tried to tell me all that racist shit don't go on out here no more. I'm like, yeah, okay.
The first time I went to Kentucky, and I got off the fucking boat, and they set all of us colored folks down together, because there wasn't no white folks in the motherfucking room. They set all the brothers down, and they told us, listen, welcome to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Just to let you know, you need to be careful and watch yourself as you go off post, because 2 weeks ago, we just found a black man, a soldier, hands tied around, his hands was tied with a noose around his neck, and his car burnt up. Right on post,
uh-huh.
Just off of post,
yeah.
Outside the gates. Burnt up in his motherfucking car.
Hey, but Fort Campbell, Kentucky ain't no joke. No, wait, wait.
Oh, no, fucking no. Hell fucking no. Hell fucking no. But I ain't experienced, I experienced less racism off post than I did on the goddamn post.
Oh,
it was more racism from these punk-ass motherfuckers in uniforms who think that they got something over you than it is anybody in Kentucky or Tennessee, including the motherfucking police, because I got arrested, you know what I'm saying, by the police, and them motherfuckers was the nicest country hunky-bunk motherfuckers that you wanted to meet. But then these old assholes from the military came and picked me up, and they trying to act like they the motherfucking Antichrist and the goddamn Aryan Nation all wrapped up in one. You know, so I, man, fuck that. They said that, you know what I'm saying, to keep you on your toes and shit, you know what I'm saying, so you wouldn't be willing to go out and explore what's outside them gates. And you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of mental brainwashing going on, too, because, shit, fuck, man, I done been all over Kentucky. I done been to Louisville. I done been to Clarksville. I done been to Nashville. I done been to all these villes. I done dealt with the most redneckish of rednecks. And these motherfuckers two-step next to me and line dance and without any problem. I ain't fucking with you. You ain't fucking with me. Hey, we all happy. And that's it.
Yeah, but you know what you got to keep in mind, man? The crackers that you got over there, they're entirely different from the crackers over here.
Yeah. You got your northern cracker, and you got your southern cracker now. Yeah.
You're talking about rednecks and hillbillies. These ain't rednecks and hillbillies over here. When you get up in the Idaho, there ain't no rednecks. There ain't no hillbillies. They straight killer nigga crackers. That's it. And that's fucked up because you feel like you're in Vietnam, man, where you anytime you walk out your door, your head is on a swivel. You got to sleep with one eye open and 12 locks on your door. When I first moved to Boise in 1997, there was almost 50 black families, and there wasn't no two niggas lived next door to each other.
Yeah.
Everybody was split up and spread out. And that's the way they try to keep it. You know what I'm saying? And there was no set, no examples, because when the blacks did start moving in the late 90s, early 1000s or early 2000s, when the black families did start moving in, you know what I'm saying, they did exactly what the white folks thought they were. Gangs, crime, drugs, all that crazy shit. And they focus so much on what the blacks are doing that they don't even pay attention to their own.
Yeah, and that's why you got all the white kids go out and shooting up the school.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Going and Columbine and doing all this shit, making bombs in the basement. We ain't never heard of that shit. We could have never fathomed a motherfucker actually making bombs in the goddamn basement.
Right.
I mean, shit. We had to ask mom for a fucking slingshot, and she was like, "Be careful with that, or you put somebody's eye out." A BB gun. And I ain't never owned a BB gun.
Uh-huh.
I ain't never owned a BB gun. Thank you, what the fuck was it? 34 for Christmas special. You'll shoot your eye out. Yes, because of that little white boy, I never got that was thrown out my mind the day after we watched that fucking little Christmas special. My mama was like, "Don't you even ever ask me for a gun." Because she took that shit to heart. You know what I'm saying? Little boy shot his damn self and now boom. And just so happened he broke his glasses. But you know what I'm saying? Parents take that shit literally. Parents don't take that shit lightly, you know what I'm saying? So now, I was never privileged to be no BB gun owner. I was never privileged to be no young boy, you know what I'm saying, carrying knives or have a little bow and arrow. No dangerous shit. No dangerous shit. These motherfuckers go out and teach their kids to shoot deer. Teach their kids to kill. That's all you're doing. You are brainwashing your children at a young age to know what it feels like to kill. And you just starting off with a soft object. You starting off with an object that just won't say, "Hey, don't do that." So they can work themselves up mentally to block that shit out. I did that shit in the military, man. Like, come on, man. I mean, you took me out to the field for 30 days at a time. I mentally blocked myself to say that I don't need to take no showers no more. I'm good with just baby wipes, wiping my motherfucking ass, and using a goddamn canteen to clean up.
Right.
I was cool with that. I was when I came home, you know what I'm saying, it took me a year to get out of that fucking habit. I went and bought baby wipes, man. Mm. I went and bought baby wipes, you feel me? And I'm living at home with running hot water and every fucking thing else. It was a mental brainwashing that, you know what I'm saying, you go through, just like being in prison, you know what I'm saying? They get you on that left, right,
yep,
left shit. And then when you get out, you still motherfucking making shit on the shank at home, and you got a goddamn $1,000 worth of food stamps and shit.
Yeah.
But you still
right.
trying to make prison meals and shit. You still, oh, yeah, boy, when I get out, yeah, I'm finna go and get this. I'm going to put it all together. Nigga, that's the shit on the shank. That's the shit you was making in fucking inside, dog. When you got goddamn Long John Silver's right next that you can fucking have.
Mm.
It's that mental brainwashing, brother, and people don't understand that brainwashing is serious. Brainwashing is so serious. Brainwashing means when you watch something repeatedly, when they have you focusing on something repeatedly, it comes to a point where you get to accept it. Just like slavery. It's just like slavery. You know what I'm saying? They finally got Willie Lynch to come down, you know what I'm saying, and show